10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, I got what you need if you need a little peace. All that stressing out gonna hurt your skin routine. Band is on the run, shout out Paul McCartney. Jesus gonna take the wheel, I'm in the passenger seat. Got my feet hanging out though. Learn from the best, if you can't say it with your chest, then don't say it with your mouth, bro. Name become a household. I remember when they used to say you gonna need more than faith. Well, look how we turned out though.
I got what you need, I promise. Don't hold back, you feel good, honest. Leave your frustrations, no expectations. What's it gonna be?
What's it gonna be?
I got what you need, no worries. Won't judge it, I ain't no jury. Even your wildest, your unsaid, your loudest of dreams. So tell me what you need.
Eight minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I can't wait for you to get here. I can't wait for you to get here. For picture frames, padlocked with all our names, just like we planned it, just like we planned it. Coach on an aeroplane, back in my arms again, just like we planned it. Go when you landed. I can't wait for you to get here.
7 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. 5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Been in Durk a walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best. Yeah. Hey, every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're round it. Everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Should.
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh no, no, we don't lose. Oh no, no, we get loose. Oh no, no, how about you?
Hey, how about you? How about round of afternoon you come on through? That'll take a man right out his blues.
But she got worse, that'll ride around too. Really, that'll put me in the mood, cause I like to have a minute, maybe more than a few, and we gon' make the most of the time that we do. God, she gon' fall in love when I get her in the coupe. She's reminded I'm a dude. I'm a dude always on the up and up. She gon' tell her friends that the goat has been hitting the rut. Had to stick away for a sec while the chunk of bump bumping that fun. Yeah, side stay lit. I don't need a cheat to be getting my lift. I don't need a band just to live in my grip. Cause I found out with the grind out to the piff like nah. No smoke, I can get real down when I'm broken. I don't see a way out with no hope, but she can keep me cool, calm. That's
and
dope.
I said, ooh.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
When all my fears are talking and my back's against the wall, I'm still standing tall. I'm unstoppable.
Come on.
I'm still right here. I'm unstoppable.
For all the times I gave up midway,
all of them.
For listening to what my so-called friends say.
Remember?
I just know I came too far to quit now.
Quit now.
Plus I'm still hungry, need templates. So relax, I'm back. No relapse, just he raps when he hears the track.
Okay.
His story lines up with his glory, all facts.
All
and
facts.
I'm just knowing so thankful for that.
Thank
when
you.
I realized where he took me from, I cried. Cause I remember how I felt when I ain't have none.
Had
finally
none.
See a little bit of success, but lose my grandma. It's all a lesson.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
So let's celebrate, yeah, let's celebrate, oh yeah. We're gonna levitate, there'll be better days, yeah, yeah. Let it resonate, throw the stress away, yeah, yeah. Don't waste another day, come on, baby, let's wake up and celebrate, come on. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating what, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating what, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating what, ayy.
Just 30 more seconds.
Whoa, no. Way up, way up we go. Been up and down that road. Way up, oh no. We gon' burn the whole house down. Watch me standing in line. You're only serving lies. You got something to hide. We gon'
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Zach Bigley.
On a gorgeous Sunday afternoon, the Frisco Rough Riders conclude their series with the Amarillo Sod Poodles. With a win, they'll force a series split with the Arizona Diamondbacks affiliate. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Yellow City in Amarillo, Texas, in the Texas Panhandle. I'm Zach Bigley, and very happy to have you along as the Frisco Rough Riders today. They look to pick up a victory with Owen White on the mound, the 23-year-old, the number one pitching prospect in the Rangers organization. The Mount Ulla, North Carolina native stands 6'3", 199 pounds, former second-round selection back in 2018 by the Rangers organization, and he has been very good this season so far in his four starts. Overall this year, a record of 1-0 with a 2.89 ERA, and he made the start in the opener of this series as well, allowing three runs over six innings to pitch the first quality start for Rough Riders pitchers this season. His mound opponent, just like it was in Game 1 of this series, is Marcos Tineo, who struggled in that first start against the Rough Riders and looks for a bounce-back one. He allowed five runs all earned on six hits in three and a third innings, walking four Rough Riders batters. So, opportunity for the Rough Riders to jump back on Marcos Tineo, making his Double-A debut in that start. And so his second Double-A start will come against the Rough Riders in the finale of this series. Last night, the Rough Riders fell to the Sod Poodles 11-4 in essentially the rubber game of the series to take an advantage of 3-2. Frisco fell behind 5-0 through the first two innings and then came back to make it a 5-4 game in the top of the fifth. But Amarillo scored a run in the fifth, four in the seventh, and one in the eighth to pull away late and pick up the victory over the Rough Riders. In the loss, Evan Carter had three hits and reached base four times. Luis Angel Acuna extended his hitting streak as well with a 2-for-5 performance. He now has a 7-game hitting streak under his belt. And the Rough Riders got another home run from Jax Biggers as well. He's homered in three consecutive games. Yesterday, we got to catch up with Tripp Keister, the Rough Riders bench coach, and had him for our pregame interview. We split that up into two segments. We'll get segment number two for you on the pregame show today. The Rough Riders getting set to take on the Amarillo Sod Poodles in game number six of this 6-game series on this 12-game road trip for the Frisco Rough Riders. The Rough Riders at 10-10, Amarillo at 11-9, leading the Southern Division in the Texas League. Should be a very fun final game of this series in Amarillo, Texas. Tripp Keister, the Rough Riders bench coach, joins us on the other side of the break on the Riders Baseball Network.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Joined by Tripp Keister, Rough Riders bench coach. When you look at this level, and I know you have a lot of experience here in AA, how important are teaching those fundamentals, like base running and stuff like that, to these guys?
It's huge, and I think the way that I always try to compartmentalize it is in my brain is when these guys go to the big leagues, and they can go to the big leagues from AA, they have to have every tool in their toolbox to succeed. And if I haven't taught them, what they need to do and how to be successful, then that's on me, you know. And I want to make sure that we cover everything, that we're playing the game properly, we're fundamentally sound, we're running hard, we're doing the things to win games and to be the best players that they can be, so that when they do get that call and they move up, whether it's to AAA or whether it's to the big leagues, you know, there's always a learning curve in the big leagues because it's the big leagues. But I want them to have fought through that adversity before, whether it's seen an issue of throwing to the wrong base, or you make a base running mistake, or whatever it may be. Don't handle the bat. Don't recognize the situation, and something that we can talk about. And in a weird way, I try to really embrace when they make mistakes at this level, because that gives us an opportunity to correct it, talk about it, so they don't make it in Arlington when they get called up. And that's kind of the way that I approach everything, but definitely this level, because we've got some players here, a bunch of them that are going to play in the big leagues, they're going to be very successful, and I need to make sure, we need to make sure as a staff that they're playing the game properly, and if they're not, we need to address it and make sure that they know the right thing to do.
Joined by Tripp Keister, I want to get your thoughts on a couple players who've had incredible starts for the Rough Riders, one being Evan Carter, and just a 20-year-old coming in here to this level and everything that he's done through the first 19 games of the season. What have you seen?
Yeah, he's very mature. He gives you a very mature at-bat. He's got talent. He can hit for power. He can hit for average. He can run the bases. He's shown strike zone awareness for me. I think he's one of the leaders in all of minor league baseball in walks. But he comes to get his work in every day, too, and he wants to be better today than he was yesterday. And that's been a pleasure to work with and to see him perform. And you know, we've got to get him better. We've got to get him more comfortable in all three outfield spots, if that's what he's going to be asked to do. We've been working on a lot of things on the bases and defensively, and then, you know, let the hitting coaches work with him on the hitting stuff. But, man, just really been fun to watch him perform these first 19 games.
And the other guy is Luis Angel Acuña, who has really turned things on lately and been very impressive on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, he's very similar to Evan. They come to get better every day. They work. I think a lot of people's success comes from working at it. And I think those two are that's the exact reason why that they're having success. They come to work. They're prepared for the game. Luis has had some has played a very good shortstop, has had some really good plays at short. He's made the routine play. And it's something that we've been focusing on is really our infield defense, turning outs into outs, making the other team earn everything that they get. Offensively and on the bases, Louis's been really dynamic, slashing balls, just the way we started the game last night with Evan, first pitch of the game, a hard line drive to left center, and then Louis coming up with a hard line drive to right center, and Evan going first to third. And just the way that they have set the table for the rest of the group has been fun to watch, and obviously we need to improve, and they need to continue to get better, and so that's what we're going to do.
A long season ahead of us, that's for sure. Bench Coach Tripp Keister, our guest, thanks so much for joining us, and we appreciate it. We look forward to the rest of the season.
Thank you, Zach.
We'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio. You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the Storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Radio.
Welcome back to the Riders Baseball Network for pregame before the Rough Riders take on the Amarillo Sod Poodles in Game 6 of this six-game set. Mound meeting is over. I should say the plate meeting is over. And let's get you the starting lineups for today's ballgame in the sunshine here in Amarillo, Texas. It's Evan Carter, the DH, leading things off. Then Luis Angel Acuna at shortstop. And Dustin Harris is the left fielder, hitting third today in the order. Thomas Sejesi cleans it up at third base. Chris Cease is the center fielder, hitting fifth. And Jax Biggers is at second base today in the sixth spot in the order. Bottom third, it's Kellen Strom in right field. Trevor Hover at first base. And Jordan Procession is the catcher today for the Rough Riders, making his 2023 debut back with the third straight season with Frisco. Once again, it's Carter, Acuna, Harris, Sejesi, Cease, Biggers, Strom, Hover, and Procession for the Rough Riders starting lineup. Owen White takes the mound for Frisco. Here's the lineup that he'll face for the Amarillo Sod Poodles, as announced by manager Sean Roof. Robbie Enriquez in right field leads it off. Then it's Jordan Lawler at shortstop. And A.J. Vukovic is the second baseman, hitting third. Adrian Del Castillo cleans it up at DH. The five spot in the order is held by Davison De Los Santos, the third baseman. And Tim Tawa is the second baseman in the sixth spot. Bottom third of the order, it's Jonathan Guzman in left field. Nafi Castillo in center. And Nick D'Alessandro is the catcher, hitting ninth. Once again for Amarillo, it's Enriquez, Lawler, Vukovic, Del Castillo, De Los Santos, Tawa, Guzman, Castillo, and D'Alessandro. Marcus Teneo making his second career AA start. It's his second start in this series for the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Should be a fun pitching matchup once again. The Rough Riders were able to tag Teneo in that first start on Tuesday for 5 runs over 3 1/3 innings. The Rough Riders ended up falling 9-7. To these Amarillo Sod Poodles. So we'll see if they can have another good offensive performance, as they've already scored double-digit runs twice in this series. And if you include what they did in Game 1, putting up 7 runs, that's, you know, 3 really good offense performances through 5 games in this set. They put up 4 runs last night, and in a 5-1 win on Wednesday, or I should say on Thursday, they put up those 5 runs in big part thanks to Jax Biggers and a grand slam. Biggers has homered in 3 consecutive games for the Rough Riders in this series. Frisco coming in at 10-10. Amarillo at 11-9. They're currently leading the South Division in the Texas League. And San Antonio is just half a game back, and then the Rough Riders at 1 game back. So Frisco has a chance to tie for the top spot with a win today. If San Antonio loses as well, if they win, they're going to be up top of the division. The starting lineups getting announced right now for the Amarillo Sod Poodles, taking the field in their red ball caps, white tops, and white pants. The Rough Riders going with their red double R ball caps, slate tops, and gray pants in today's contest. We're going to take a break for the national anthem. When we come back, give you first pitch of the play-by-play at 1:05 here in Amarillo, Texas. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For 3 games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Coming to Riders Field on August 6th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more, thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 6th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our 4 Bark in the Park nights, so bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all in the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride!
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Flying to third. The throw is not in time. On the second for one, Acuna to first. Got it, double play. A high drive, deep down the left field line. Forget it, way out of here.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
A grand slam for Trevor Hover on opening day. He makes the sliding catch, and the Rough Riders are playoff bound.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in. He's under it. He makes the catch. The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley.
On a picture-perfect day in Amarillo, Texas, the Frisco Rough Riders finish off their series with the Amarillo Sod Poodles here in Hodgetown. Hi, everybody. Welcome in. Happy to have you along. Zach Bigley with you. And he couldn't ask for a much better day for baseball. It's 78 degrees and sunny. And Evan Carter steps in from the left side to face Marcos Teneo to begin things this afternoon. Teneo has his sign. The right-hander winds back. And the first pitch of the ballgame on the way. It's a line drive smack to center field right at Nafe Castillo. He makes the catch, and that's how we get things underway. 101 miles an hour off the bat, and Carter lines out to center field. First pitch at 107 in the p.m. today. Luis Angel Acuna to the plate. Rough Riders and Sod Poodles just underway. Teneo winds back and delivers. It's just off the outside corner, one ball and no strikes. Evan Carter swinging at the first pitch for his third consecutive game. The offering on the outside corner for a strike. We're even at 1-1. Luis Angel Acuna, 9-for-25 in this series. Acuna back in from the right side. They'll wind back in the 1-1. Misses high of the zone, and it's two balls and one strike. Acuna riding a 7-game hitting streak into this ballgame today, in which he's hitting .364. 2-1 pitch. Down in the dirt. Skips back to the backstop. Three balls, one strike. Acuna on the season hitting .333. Top 10 in the Texas League. A home run and 16 runs batted in. He's knocked in 5 in this series. The 3-1. High for ball 4. Acuna draws a walk with one out, and Dustin Harris steps to the plate. Rough Riders and Sod Poodles, no score, top of the first. Marcos Teneo getting the start. His second start at the AA level, his second start in this series. 26 years old, 6 foot, 165 pounds, out of San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic. He's ready from the stretch, and he kicks home the first pitch to Harris. Fastball low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Started the season with High A Hillsborough, where he spent parts of the last 4 seasons. 2 starts there, a 5.14 ERA, and then in his first start in this series, allowed 5 runs over 3 1/3. 1-0 toss. Harris takes a strike in the outside corner. One ball and one strike. In that start, he struck out just two and walked four over the three and a third innings. Rough Riders trying to do similar damage against him. Taneo kicks in the 1-1. High off the outside corner, and it's two balls and one strike. Dustin Harris looking to cap off the series on a positive note. It's been a tough go for him, just 2 for 15 in this set. Taneo from the stretch, and he rocks home. Ground ball foul right side. It's 2 and 2. It's exactly what Harris was able to do last week when he entered into Sunday's game 0 for 14 in this series and proceeded to go 2 for 3 with a two-run triple and a double. Acuna leads from first base, I should say. No score in the top of the first. And Taneo throws over that way. Acuna's back in, and it gets away from the first baseman Vukovic down the right side. Acuna up to second. He's on his way to third. And finally, Enriquez gets to it from right field and throws home. An error on the pitcher, Marcos Taneo, and that allows Acuna to go all the way over to third base. First error of the ball game. Acuna is 90 feet away from the Rough Riders' first run. Harris back in for the left side. Taneo from the stretch. And he issues home. Harris takes low in the dirt. Three balls and two strikes. Harris has been able to walk in this series. He's walked six times. Acuna leads from third, Taneo from the stretch. And the payoff pitch on the way. Ground ball, weakly hit up the first baseline and foul, and it's still three balls and two strikes. If you're just tuning in and you're wondering what's happened in this series, you've missed a really entertaining series on the road in Amarillo. The Rough Riders fell in game one 9-7 despite having a six-run lead, and then unfortunately got even worse in game two. 3-2 pitch to Harris. He swings and misses for strike three. There's the second out of the first on the first strikeout for Marcos Taneo. Thomas Sajacy makes his way to the plate. No score in the top of the first. In game two of the series, the Sod Poodles erased a 10-run deficit and won 12-11 in extra innings. A Jordan Lawler walk-off single in that game. Rough Riders got their revenge back, winning the next two games 5-1 and 12-6. And fell last night 11-4. Taneo offers. So JC swings and misses on a pitch down low and inside. It's 0-1. The first inning has played a really big role in a lot of these games. Amarillo putting up four runs in the first inning yesterday. The Rough Riders putting up eight runs in the first inning 2 days ago. Acuna at third base, two outs, the 0-1. Bounces in the dirt. Great block by D'Alessandro to keep it in front. It rolls up the third baseline. He pounces on it. And it's one ball and one strike. So JC has doubled twice in this series. He's also tripled. He's 5 for 20. Digs a small hole with his right foot in the back of the right-handed batter's box. A couple half swings out to the hill. One white batting glove on his right hand. His top hand is a right-handed batter. Taneo stretches in the 1-1 pitch. Bounces in the dirt again. Well out in front of home plate. D'Alessandro blocks again, and it's two balls and one strike. Really have to be careful with Acuna's great speed at third base. Keep on bouncing those balls. He might be able to score on one that gets away from the catcher. There's not a whole lot of room behind home plate here in Hodgetown. Taneo, the 2-1. Fouled back by Sujacy, and it's two balls and two strikes in the first inning. Defense behind Marcos Taneo today is Jonathan Guzman in left field, Nafi Castillo in center, and Robbie Enriquez in right. Davison De Los Santos at third base, Jordan Lawler at short, Tim Tawa at second, A.J. Vukovic has first, and D'Alessandro does the catching. Time called. So J.C. steps out. Jared Molman is our home plate umpire today. Ty Krause, the crew chief, down the first baseline, and Felix Neon, our third base umpire. 2-2. High and inside. It slipped out of his hand on a curveball. Three balls, two strikes. Second straight full count and third three-ball count in this first inning for Marcos Teneo, who's about to throw his 19th offering of the first inning. He rocks home. Swinging a fly ball, weakly hit down the right field line, and foul. Not by much, though, and it's still 3-2, just over the top of the Rough Riders bullpen down the right side. 3-2 on the Rough Riders third baseman today, Thomas Sujasi. Chris Cease is on deck if we get that far here in the first inning. Sun shining up above as the sun is nearly directly above the field. Just past noon. 3-2. High for ball four. Second walk of the inning. Thomas Sujasi takes the free pass, and Chris Cease makes his way to the plate. Rough Riders and Sod Poodle scoreless in the top of the first inning. Chris Cease was riding a 9-game hitting streak into yesterday's action. He went 0-5, snapping the streak. Still a very strong start to the beginning of this season for the utility man. Normally a shortstop, he's out in the outfield a little bit this year, including in center field today. And the first offering from Teneo is swung on and belted out to center field, but the park will hold it. Nafe Castillo coming in, and the center fielder makes a basket catch, and then he dropped it! Acuna comes in to score, and Sujasi scores as well! Oh my goodness! Cease into second base. Nafe Castillo was jogging in. The wind kept blowing it further in, and then he reached out to make a lazy basket catch, and he dropped it. And the Rough Riders scored 2 runs on the air by the center fielder, Nafe Castillo. Oh, my goodness. He reached down to make an underhand catch, and it just popped out of his glove. 2-0 Rough Riders. Here's Jack Spiggers. From the stretch, Teneo delivers. Low off the outside corner, and it's 1-0. That looked like it would end the inning for sure. Instead, it's the second error of the inning. Cease ends up at second base. No RBIs. Stretch and Teneo, the 1-0 pitch. Biggers watches on the outside corner for a strike. And it's 1-1. The Rough Riders continue their offensive onslaught early on in the ball games in this series. And by no fault of Teneo's. Stretch and the right-hander's pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-2 on Biggers, who's homered in 3 consecutive ball games for the Rough Riders. Grand slam 3 nights ago. A 3-run home run 2 nights ago. And then a 2-run home run yesterday. All he needs is the solo, and he's got the home run cycle in the series. Cease at second on the E8. The 1-2. Curveball outside. 2-2. Biggers has driven in 9 runs. All 3 of his homers and all 9 of his RBIs in the season have come in the last 3 days. Teneo stretches. The 2-2. Curveball outside again. 3-2 on Biggers. And this is now a 26-pitch first inning for Teneo to match his jersey number. And there's action in the bullpen for Amarillo. It's Jeff Bain who's loosening. Stretch and Teneo's payoff to Biggers. Swinging a foul ball back behind home, and it's still 3-2. A 2-run error in center field by Nafe Castillo, and as you might imagine, as he kept drifting in, the wind is blowing in from center field, but not by much. About 8 miles an hour. Teneo the payoff. Ground ball, weakly hit to the right side. Second baseman Tawa's there. He throws to Vukovic at first and retires the side. But the damage done. Rough Riders scored 2 runs on no hits, 2 errors, and they strand a runner in the first inning. Owen White with some early run support. We go to the bottom half of the first, and White takes the hill. When we come back, 2-0 Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing. The young men who work for Carpetech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpetech.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Roughriders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. A 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday the 4th of July with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Owen White to the mound for the Rough Riders in the home half of the first inning, and Frisco leads 2-0 thanks to two Amarillo errors in the top of the first. Robbie Enriquez, Jordan Lawler, A.J. Vukovich, the 3-2 up for Amarillo against Owen White, number one pitching prospect in the Rangers organization. First pitch on the outside corner for a called strike, and it's 0-1. On Enriquez, the right fielder, hitting leadoff for the second time this year. No Ryan Bliss today. 0-1. Breaking ball popped foul left side. And it's 0-2. Ryan Bliss, the Texas League batting leader currently and hits leader, is out of the ballgame today after collecting 10 hits through the first five games of the series. The Rough Riders would love to take advantage of that. White looks over the top of his glove, peels back, and the 0-2 pitch to Enriquez. See you later. Goodness gracious. Fastball, top of the zone, swung through and missed. Three pitches, and Owen White dispatches of Robbie Enriquez. There's one away in the first, and Jordan Lawler steps in. Lawler playing in his 18th game. 222 hitter for the number 9 overall prospect in minor league baseball, number 1 prospect in the Diamondbacks organization. White offers home. Just inside with a fastball, and it's one ball and no strikes. Owen White making his second start of this series. He threw the first Rough Riders quality start in game one of the set. Six innings, three runs. The 1-0. Fouled straight back, and it's 1-1. Even though that was his final line, he pitched much better than that final line. He allowed just one hit through five shutout innings, then finally surrendered a run. He offers home. Just misses off the corner, and it's two balls and one strike. And then left the ballgame, only allowing one run, but two runners were stranded, and they both came in to score on his line. 2-1. Time call as it just grazed him. Oh, man. Just came in and nipped his jersey, and a hit-by-pitch puts Jordan Lawler aboard. Just the second hit-by-pitch of the season, White making his fifth start. Baggy jersey, and it came in and just clipped the jersey. So White with the hit-by-pitch. Runner at first, one out. Quick throw over to first, and Lawler's back in. He's a guy you have to watch. He's 8-for-8 in stolen bases this year. Stole two bags yesterday. 2-0 Rough Riders, bottom half of the first inning. White from the stretch. He offers into Vukovich. Comes in tight on him, and it's one ball and no strikes. Thanks for joining us on this Sunday afternoon. Let us know where you're listening from. You can tweet at me, at Zach Biggs on Twitter, or at Riders Baseball. Here's the stretch. And the 1-0 pitch from Owen White. Breaking ball, hit weakly back to the hill. White fields it. Throws on to second for one. Biggers to first. Got them both, double play. And the side comes to a close with a 1-4-3 double play. Nicely turned by Owen White, fielding his position. And he faces the minimum in the first. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. 2-0 Rough Riders. We go to the top of the second inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders with two runs in the top of the first inning. They lead 2-0 as we go to the top of the second. Kellen Strom leads things off against Marcos Teneo, and the right-hander delivers home. Strom takes low and away, one ball and no strikes. Strom doubled off Teneo in the opener. Rough Riders scored those two runs without the aid of a hit, the 1-0. Fouled straight back. One ball and one strike. Luis Angel Acuna walked. He moved to third on a throwing error by Teneo when he tried to pick over. 1-1 pitch. Way high. Strom lowers his head down, bending over. Goes all the way back to the backstop, and it's two balls and one strike. And Thomas Sejasi walked to put runners on the corners, and Chris Sees fly to ball to center that was dropped by Nafi Castillo for an error, allowing two runs to come in to score. Make it 2-0 Frisco. 2-1 to Strom. Teneo delivers home. High fly ball hit to center field. Castillo going back. He's at the warning track, looking up, and he makes the catch. Well, the wind blowing in. That one might have had a chance to go if it wasn't. And Strom puts his hands up in frustration. He hit that ball hard just to the biggest part of the ballpark, and he's the first out of the second. Castillo right at the warning track made the catch. Trevor Hover to the plate. Rough Riders leading 2-0 in the top of the second inning. Pitch in. Just off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. Special thanks to big Rough Riders fan Kristen, listening back in Frisco. The pitch on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. To Chris, listening in North Dakota. Thanks for listening in. Let us know where you're listening from on Twitter. 1-1. Bounces down in the dirt. Goes all the way back to the backstop, and it's two balls and one strike. Trevor Hover, 4-for-15 in the series. He's walked four times. One out in the top of the second inning. Teneo brings in the 2-1. High drive out to left center field. This one sending Castillo back to the warning track, looking up, and it hits off the base of the wall. Hover up to second base. He stops right there. A one-out double for Trevor Hover, his second of the season. He drilled it into the left center field alley, right off the base of the wall, and he picks up a two-bagger. Rough Riders' first hit today. Jordan Procession climbs in for the first time in 2023. Rough Riders' backup catcher in each of the last two seasons, and he makes his first appearance with the Rough Riders in 2023. Teneo delivers. Procession pops it sky high down the left side. Guzman giving it a look over near the warning track, and he wants to go into the stands. A foul ball. It's 0-1. Well, Procession was just hanging out at home. He lives in Sand Springs, Oklahoma. He was a free agent. And then on Monday, he got the call from the Rangers. Or I should say on Monday, he got the call, and they wanted to sign him once again, and he said yes. And then on Tuesday, he drove down here to Amarillo, met the team. And now he's in the starting lineup here in the series finale. Here's the stretch. And the pitch to Procession. Swinging a ground ball back behind home and foul, and it's 0-2. On the Rough Riders catcher, who has played in over 400 career minor league games, originally drafted in 2014 by the Red Sox. Played six seasons with that organization, with the Dodgers in 2019, where he played for Tulsa and had many memories here in this ballpark. 0-2. This is down low in the dirt. Skips away from the catcher, D'Alessandro. The throw to third, and Hauber is out. It didn't get too far away from D'Alessandro. D'Alessandro, I should say, off to his right. He barehanded it, whipped it to third, and Hauber thrown out. 2-5, trying to go to third base. Really nice play, perfect throw. And there are two outs, bases clear. 1-2 to Procession. Tenayo from the windup now, the pitch. Fastball ripped in the air to left center field. Hanging up for Guzman. Sun glinting off his glasses, he makes the catch. And the side comes to a close in the second inning. Tenayo faces the minimum despite a double from Trevor Hauber. Nobody left on base for the Rough Riders. Bottom two coming up. It's 2-0 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are bringing Scranton, Pennsylvania to you on July 21st with Pretzel Day, featuring an appearance from Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley in The Office. Arrive early for a World's Best Ballpark Mug giveaway, and for a $50 add-on price, fans can visit with Baker during a pregame meet and greet. Come enjoy the best day of the year, Pretzel Day, and enjoy a Rough Riders game at 7 p.m. on Friday, July 21st at Riders Field. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco out in front 2-0. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Owen White coming out for his second inning of work after facing the minimum in the first, thanks to a double play after a hit by pitch of Jordan Lawler. Special thanks to Ruth listening in Plano. Happy you're spending your Sunday with us, and everyone else around Rough Riders Nation, wherever you're listening. Frisco looking to claim a series tie with these Amarillo Sod Poodles. White winds back and deals to Adrian Del Castillo. And the first pitch is driven to right field down the line. Strom gives up on it. Just a question of fair or foul, and it's a foul ball. And Adrian Del Castillo is down 0-1. Whew. White can exhale. That one was well gone, but foul to the right of the foul pole. And it's 0-1. Rough Riders still lead 2-0. And White looks over the top of his glove. Winds back and fires. Del Castillo takes just off the outside corner, and it's 1-1. Del Castillo 0-4 against Owen White in these two guys' first two matchups. 1-1. Dots it on the outside corner at the knees for a strike, and it's 1-2. White facing these Sod Poodles for the second time this series. And the second time this season, or the third time this season, I should say. 1-2, cut on and miss. Got him up and away off the outside corner. It's the second strikeout for Owen White, and there's one away. Well-located pitch, high and away. White gets the swing through, and Davison De Los Santos makes his way in. Owen White went three innings of shutout baseball in his first start on the second day of the season against the Sod Poodles. The pitch. De Los Santos takes a slider down the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. And White allowed those three runs in the six innings in the opener of this series. 0-1. Pop foul right side. It's 0-2 now on the third baseman. The funny thing is, Owen White came up to the Rough Riders last season at the end of June and seemed to be a big part of the Rough Riders starting rotation, but he dealt with some injury issues and only made four starts. 0-2. Fouled back, and it's still 0-2. And even though he was with the Rough Riders the entire second half of the season, he only made those four starts and then the one appearance in the playoffs as well in each series. He looks over the top of his glove, peels back, and the 0-2. Just off the plate. One ball, two strikes. But he's already made four starts this season now, and he's making his fifth. He's been really good in eight career games at the AA level for the Rough Riders. A 2.68 ERA, he's 4-0. The 1-2, a check swing, and he did not go around on a pitch low and away. Two balls, two strikes on Davison De Los Santos, the 19-year-old. So 4-0, a 2.68 ERA, and eight career AA starts entering this one. North Carolina native from the stretch. The 2-2. Check swing off of procession back behind home. Oh, a foul ball. And it's still two balls and two strikes. That nailed procession, it looked like, in the shoulder. That can't feel good. Welcome back to the Rough Riders. First game back. Check swing and got him on the left side, actually, looking at the replay. His wife, Lauren, and his daughter, Sailor, are here in attendance today. They came down from Oklahoma for the game. White winds back in the 2-2. Breaking ball cut on and missed in the dirt for strike three. Owen White, back-to-back strikeouts, give him three. And there are two outs in the second. Rough Riders lead 2-0. Tim Tawa makes his way in. Well, Owen White already with three strikeouts through an inning and two-thirds, and that's been really the only thing that you can say that hasn't been dominant with Owen White this year. The pitch. Tawa shears back on a pitch high and inside, one ball, no strikes. The funny thing is, he was so dominant last year striking out batters, anywhere in between 27 to 30% strikeout rate, the 1-0. Just inside, and it's two balls, no strikes. This season, a way below average, 16% strikeout rate. Average is around 22%. 2-0. Check swing and a miss. Couldn't hold up, and it's two balls and one strike on that fastball. So White striking out three guys already in this game. 2-1 pitch. Tawa swings, puts it in the air, right side, and foul. And it's 2-2. And White said he's not concerned about it. He said his biggest thing is he just wants to compete out there and induce soft contact and pitch as far as he can with as few pitches as possible. Just wants to attack hitters. He's done that very well. Tawa back in from the right side. White a chance to strike out the side here. 2-2. He deals. Foul away right side over the netting into the sweet level. And it's still two balls, two strikes. 2-0 Rough Riders lead it. Bottom half of the second on this getaway day. White the 2-2. Swung on and missed for strike three. Oh, and White strikes out the side in the second inning. Four punch-outs through two scoreless innings for White. We go to the top of the third inning next. It's the Rough Riders 2, the Sod Poodles nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
On this gorgeous Sunday afternoon, the Rough Riders carry a 2-0 advantage to the top of the third inning, and Evan Carter leads it off against Marcos Teneo. Carter swung at the first pitch of the ball game and lined out to center field. First offering takes a curveball off the plate, and it's one ball and no strikes. It's a 101-mile-an-hour line drive to center field that Carter just couldn't sneak over Nafe Castillo's head. 1-0 toss. Curveball again. This one outside also, and it's two balls and no strikes on Carter, who's 6-for-21 in the series. Three of those hits coming yesterday. Another three-hit performance. The pitch. This is down low and inside. Three balls and no strikes. I should say another multi-hit performance for Carter. It was actually his first three-hit game. He's had one four-hit game, and he continues to rack up the multiple hit outings. The offering down low and inside for ball four, and he keeps on racking up walks as well. Entered today the AA leader in walks. That's his 20th. Carter has 8 multi-hit games already, playing in his 18th game of the season. 2-0 Rough Riders. Here's Luis Angel Acuna, who's looking for a hit to extend his hitting streak to 8 games. Here's the stretch. And the first pitch. Acuna takes in the dirt, and it's one ball and no strikes. Speaking of streaks, that walk for Evan Carter makes it a 10-game on-base streak for Carter. He's now reached in 17 of his 18 games this year. The only game he didn't reach was that Saturday game in San Antonio. It went 0-for-4. 1-0 pitch. Acuna takes just high. Two balls, no strikes, and Teneo has missed in 6 straight offerings out of the zone to start his third inning. 2-0 Rough Riders. Acuna walked and scored in the first. Teneo peers over at Carter. And now a long hold. He brings in the 2-0. It's low and away. 3 balls and no strikes. 7 straight out of the zone from Teneo. Has already walked 3 in this start to 1 strikeout. Long hair poking out the back of his ball cap. He's ready from the stretch. And the 3-0 pitch fits onto the outside corner for a strike, and it's 3-1. The Rough Riders shortstop, who, if you're listening to the pregame show, Trip Keister raved about both Carter and Acuna. Rough Riders bench coach Trip Keister saying both these guys are just the epitome of hard work, showing up and doing your job. A throw goes over to first, and Carter's back in on his feet. And they're two of the youngest players in the league as well. Acuna wearing sunglasses on this brilliantly sunny day. Here's the stretch. And the 3-1. Fastball, ground ball up the middle. Shortstop Lawler has it behind the back. Throws on to second for one. Relay to first, not in time. Acuna beats it out. And Evan Carter eliminated at second for the first out. Fielder's choice goes 6-4. One away in the third inning. 2-0 Rough Riders, and Dustin Harris climbs in. Harris struck out in the first inning. Teneo already with 48 pitches as we play in the third. Can't imagine his outing is going to last longer than about 4 innings unless the Rough Riders can knock him out earlier than that. The pitch to Harris. Makes a curveball away, and it's one ball and no strikes as Taneo has not been able to land with that curveball once in the early part of this ballgame. He peers in for a sign. He's got it. Ready from the stretch in the 1-0 pitch. Fastball ripped foul on the ground into the Rough Riders dugout. Pole side for Harris. On the right side of the infield, it's one ball and one strike. Acuna 7-for-7 in stolen bases. Wouldn't be surprised if he takes off at some point during this at-bat. He's been elite on the base paths over the last few years. Combined 84 stolen bases in the last two seasons entering this year. The pitch. Harris watches inside, belt high, and it's two balls and one strike. Taneo almost getting that ground ball for a double play from Acuna. That's something he does well is roll ground balls. In high A Hillsboro, in his first couple starts, a nearly 60% ground ball rate. He steps off here, forces Acuna back to the first base bag. Rough Riders, two runs on just one hit. And the one hit had nothing to do with the two runs. Here's the stretch. And Acuna thought about taking off, took a couple hard steps towards second. They yelled, step off. Taneo stepped off, and Acuna scampered back into first. Playing mind games with Taneo. He takes his lead. That's already his two disengagements he deals. Fouled back. Two balls and two strikes. Dustin Harris. Harris has two hits in this game, or in this series, I should say. Came back in game two. One in game one, one in game two. The pitch, Acuna takes off. It's grounded foul to the right side of the infield. It's still two balls, two strikes. One hit in game one, one hit in game two. He's 0 for his last 10. Got the day off yesterday. Trying to break that right here. Taneo from the stretch. 2-2. Ground ball foul back behind home, and it's still two balls, two strikes. Harris has been impressive defensively at first base so far this year. He's only played there a few times. When he has played there, he's played well, though. He's out in left field defensively today. Bunch of guys on this Rough Riders team playing positions that they weren't originally playing when they were coming in. The offering is a curveball that dips low into the dirt. Three balls, two strikes on Harris. Eighth pitch coming in the at-bat. Dustin Harris is out in left, originally an infielder. Chris Cease in center, he's originally a shortstop. Trevor Hover, originally a second baseman, he's at first. Taneo delivers. Down low and inside for ball four. Harris draws the walk. It's the fourth walk Taneo has allowed. And Thomas Sejasi makes his way in. Rough Riders leading 2-0, top of the third. The number one walking team in all of AA continues to draw the free passes. That's now 118 walks that the Rough Riders have pulled in this game, number 21 of the season. Of course, this one far from over. And if you factor in this game, that's even still 5.6 walks a game for the Rough Riders. That's a ton of base traffic. Tom Gorzolani comes out. The pitching coach will have a chat on the mound. That certainly helps the Rough Riders score more runs. Frisco's on-base percentage of .358 entering into the game today was second in the entirety of AA. Only Arkansas gets on base more than these Frisco Rough Riders. Mound visit over. Thomas Sejasi in from the right side. A walk and a run scored in the first inning. 2-0 Frisco. We play in the top of the third. Owen White has been dominant through his two innings for the Rough Riders. Frisco trying to pad their lead. First offering to Sejasi. Breaking ball in the outside corner for a strike with the slider, and it's 0-1. That's been the only breaking pitch that Taneo has had a good feel for today. The curveball, usually a very good pitch for him, has not landed for a strike once. The 0-1. Down in the dirt. Now Alessandro blocks. One ball, one strike. Acuna is taking massive secondary leads at second base. Taneo not paying much attention to him. He might try to take off one of these pitches. Taneo ready from the stretch. And he throws back to second. Acuna is back in, and it was dropped by Tawa, but didn't get far enough away for Acuna to try it. One ball and one strike on Thomas Sagesi. Taneo looks in from his side. Still just one out of the inning, two aboard. And the runners take off. It's low. Throw to third. Not in time. Skips into right field. Acuna gets up. He scores. Harris to third base. He stops right there. 3-0 Rough Riders on the third error of the game. And now the ball kicks away back towards home plate. And Harris still stays at third base. Sloppy play on this Sunday for Amarillo. Third error of the ball game on the double steal. And the E2 allows Acuna to come in to score and Harris to move to third base. So Acuna's eighth steal of the year, Harris's seventh, and the Rough Riders add on 3-0 Frisco. Not a single run scoring hit or RBI in this game. Taneo stretches the pitch, swinging a ground ball to short. Lawler has it. He fires over to first in time. And that allows Harris to come in to score. And unconventionally, the Rough Riders are up 4-0. There's the first RBI of the game for the Rough Riders. Two outs in the inning. Base is clear, and Chris C. steps in. All four runs unearned. The pitch. C's swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. I guess it's official scorer's discretion there. That should be one earned run. As the stolen base would have put him at third, the ground ball would have scored him. 0-1. Pop foul coming over towards us on the right side. It lands on top of us around the press box. 0-2. 4-0 Rough Riders. Top of the third. Still just one hit in the game. Amarillo has committed three errors through three innings. 0-2 to Cease. He swings, lines it down the right field line, hanging up in the air and over the Rough Riders bullpen foul. Still 0-2. The most errors that the Rough Riders have seen scored against him this year was also on a Sunday on the road. It was the last game in the San Antonio series when the Mission scored, committed five errors against the Rough Riders. San Antonio, the five errors, and now Amarillo's well on pace. The 0-2, swing and a miss. Cease goes down on strikes. It's the second strikeout for Taneo, and it retires the side. But two more runs for the Rough Riders on no hits, an error, and nobody left on base. 4-0, Frisco out in front. We go to the bottom of the third inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, mmm. Melty cheese, I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce, yes please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger from Whataburger, just like you like it.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Shut up, Owen White has punched out four so far through two innings. He retakes the mound in the third with the Rough Riders leading 4-0. Jonathan Guzman to the plate in the first pitch. White misses low and away, one ball and no strikes. It's Guzman, Nafi Castillo, Nick D'Alessandro, bottom third of the order against White, who has his sign. The right-hander rocks back in the 1-0. Fastball belts the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. White came in with just a 16% strikeout rate, and he struck out four through two innings. 1-1, misses high, and it's two balls and one strike. Very exciting stuff for Owen White and the rest of the Rangers farm, seeing the kind of success that he's had in the early part of the season. And time called. Home plate umpire Jared Molman is out behind home and looking out in the outfield for something. Can't really tell what we're stopping play for. Think there was something in the warning track? I'm not really sure. All right, we're ready to go. White from the windup, the 2-1. Pop foul over our heads to the right side. It's two balls, two strikes. Guzman has had a great series. He hasn't played very many games. This is just his fifth game. White looks over the top of his glove, peels, and offers home. Swinging a foul back into Procession's glove. He hangs on for strike three. Four straight strikeouts for Owen White. He's whiffed five on this Sunday start. One away, and Nafi Castillo steps in. Rough Riders leading 4-0. White winds back in the pitch to Castillo. Line drive, looped into shallow left field. Harris coming on. He can't get there. Drops in for a base hit. And Nafi Castillo has the first hit for the Sox Riddles today. Breaks up the string of five in a row, retired by Owen White. Four via strikeout. Nick D'Alessandro steps in. D'Alessandro playing in his 10th game, hitting just 160 this year. Throw goes over to first base. Castillo's back in. D'Alessandro in from the right side. And White, a long hold. The right-hander offers a bunt down the third baseline. White off the hill. He fields, throws to first base, and gets him there. D'Alessandro lays down the sacrifice and gets Castillo to second. Two down for Robbie Enriquez at the top of the order. Nine-hole hitter doing his job, moving the runner into scoring position. It's the first time today Amarillo has had a runner at second or third base today. 4-0 Frisco, home half of the third. 78-degree day in Amarillo. It's been very up-and-down weather series this week. White kicks and offers home. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-1 on Enriquez. It was down into the 30s in game two of this series. We had 31 mile an hour winds in game five of this series. Here's the stretch of the pitch. Misses down low. It's one ball and one strike, or game four, I should say. And then it's been beautiful the last 2 days with 77 and 78 first pitch temperatures. White pins the ball behind his back, looking in for his sign. Two down, runner at second. 4-0 Riders in the third. White delivers. Swinging a ground ball foul at the plate, and it's 1-2. Enriquez went down swinging on three pitches to begin the ball game. The right fielder has been all over the lineup in this series. Hit eighth yesterday, hitting leadoff today. He was hitting cleanup the day before that. Look in by the right-hander. He's ready from the stretch. And the 1-2. Swinging a soft roller foul right side. Still 1-2. Well, the Rangers in action against the Yankees in their series finale as the Rangers look for a 3-1 series win And a great start in the first inning. Former Rough Rider Josh Young with his first career grand slam. It's 4-0 Texas on top of New York against Nestor Cortez nonetheless. The All-Star last year. White ready from the stretch. And the 1-2 pitch will wait. Enriquez calls time just late. Well, congratulations to Josh Young. A grand slam. His sixth home run of the season. Off Nestor Cortez. Young has been hitting very well to begin the season. White ready from the stretch. And the 1-2 pitch on the way to Enriquez. Fastball line to left field. That's in for a base hit. Castillo around third. Harris the throw to the plate. It's up the line. Castillo comes in to score. Enriquez up to second. And it's 4-1. Amarillo on the board. RBI single for Robbie Enriquez to left field. Harris made a strong throw to the plate. It was just offline. Up the third baseline. And it didn't allow Procession to lay the tag down on Nafy Castillo, who was flying around third base. So runner at second, two outs, 4-1 our score. Amarillo on the board, but the Rough Riders still leading. Here's Jordan Lawler. White offers. Swing and a miss. We pitch down low and inside on a changeup, and it's 0-1. Lawler was hit by a pitch in the first inning on a fastball that just grazed his jersey. White readies, and the 0-1. Outside corner for a strike, 0-2. Already five strikeouts today. Here's the look-in by the right-hander. He's got his sign for Procession. Enriquez leads off of second. And the pitch. Misses low. Two balls, make it one ball and two strikes. White ahead. He delivers. Fouled away, right side. One ball, two strikes. Enriquez has decent speed at second base, not nearly the speed that Castillo does. White trying to get out of the inning. It's been his by far the most laborious inning for him. He kicks in the 1-2. Breaking ball cut on and missed for strike three. Owen White with the curveball strikes out his sixth. And he retires the side in the third. One run across on two hits, no errors, and a runner left stranded. We go to the top of the fourth inning. Our score, it's the Rough Riders 4, the Sod Poodles 1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
We've seen 20 years of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, and the 20th anniversary weekend continues with Day 2, Saturday, September 2nd. Take a trip back to 2003 as we transform the ballpark like it was Day 1 of Rough Riders baseball. Saturday's game will feature a 20th anniversary poster giveaway and an opportunity to see former star players and participate in the alumni autograph session. Celebrate 20 great years of Rough Riders baseball at Anniversary Weekend, September 1st through the 3rd. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Go. Jax Biggers leads it off for the Rough Riders. We go to the top of the fourth inning. It's 4-1 Frisco. Marcos Teneo back out there. The first pitch from the right-hander is a curveball in the dirt. One ball and no strikes to Jax Biggers. Biggers out of the University of Arkansas, and his former Razorback teammate and former Sod Poodle, the 1-0. On the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 1-1. Dominic Fletcher was just called up to the big leagues. He will make his debut for the D-backs. Here's the windup in the pitch. Curveball slipped out of his hand, high and away, and it's 2-1. He has just had no feel for that curveball in this game. The pitch just inside, and it's 3-1. Fletcher originally drafted in 2019 by the Diamondbacks. Wind back in the 2-1. High off the outside corner. It was the 3-1. And that's ball four. So Jax Biggers aboard, and Kellen Strom makes his way to the plate. Strom a fly out to center in the second inning, all the way to the warning track. Rough Riders lead 4-1. Teneo looks in. The right-hander now peers over to first at Biggers, and he comes set. First pitch. Strom watches low and away, and it's 1-0. Fletcher, the 25-year-old, was with Amarillo both in 2021 and in the beginning of 2022. He's hitting .323 for Reno this year. A .976 OPS. 1-0 on Strom. Teneo delivers. Low off the outside corner, 2-0. 4-1 our score. Frisco leads. And looks like Owen White may be done as John Matthews is warming up in the Rough Riders bullpen. 2-0 pitch. Off the outside corner, 3-0 to Strong. Action also in the bullpen for Amarillo. Jeff Bain was loosening up in the first inning. It's not Jeff Bain, it's Blake Workman. 3-0 toss. Strom takes down low in the dirt for ball four. And it's back-to-back walks to start off the fourth inning. Trevor Hover comes to the plate. And we'll see if Sean Roof exits the dugout. And he does not. Trevor Hover will stand in against Teneo despite his sixth walk. And now here comes Ruth. So it will end the day for Marcos Teneo. And Blake Workman will come in out of the bullpen. Rough Riders leading 4-1 over the Amarillo Sod Poodles in the top of the fourth inning. We'll step aside, return to Amarillo after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Were your best days in high school? If so, the Rough Riders have a day to honor you. On Thursday, May 11th, get $2 off a ticket when you wear your Letterman jacket to the game and enjoy a Rough Riders Letterman patch giveaway. Relive your glory days with the Riders and come out for Peekton High School night on Thursday, May 11th. First pitch is at 6:35 on May 11th against the Wichita Wind Surge in a rematch of last year's championship series. For more info, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly. Like in this commercial, because waiting for 3 crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds, but this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Blake Workman takes the hill for the Amarillo Sod Poodles in the top of the fourth inning. 2 on, nobody out. Workman making his second appearance in this series. And he was really good his first time out. It was a game 2 of this set. when he shut down the Rough Riders in 3 1/3 no-hit innings, 4 strikeouts, his longest appearance since 2019. And he comes on to face Trevor Hauber with 2 aboard, with the Rough Riders leading 4-1 in this top of the 4th inning. Nobody out. Hauber in from the left side. He doubled his last time up in the 2nd. And Workman delivers the first pitch. High off the outside corner, 1 ball, no strikes. In that game, too, that was when the Rough Riders led by 10 runs. Workman came in and held the Rough Riders off the board, allowing the Sod Poodles to come back and win it 12-11. The 1-0. High off the outside corner, 2 balls, no strikes. Workman earned the victory in that game. Hauber back in, the right-hander ready from the stretch. And the pitch home is fouled away left side. 2 balls, 1 strike. Marcos Teneo done after his start, walking 6 batters. Right-hander fires. High off the outside corner. 3 balls, 1 strike. He brings it home. High fly ball to left field. Guzman to the warning track. Looking up into the sunshine near the line, he makes the catch. Biggers tags, bluffs from second. He holds. One away. That brings Jordan Procession to the plate. A line not yet finalized for Teneo. He's still responsible for the men at first and second, but 4 runs allowed, only 1 of them earned in his 3 innings. Workman looks back towards second, delivers in to Procession. High fly ball down the left field line and deep. Guzman over towards the line. He looks up and it's foul. 0-1. Procession trying to fit it down the left field side. Jordan Procession, when he played for Tulsa in 2019, and that Tulsa Drillers team actually lost in the championship series to Amarillo. In 2019, they were a Padres affiliate at the time, winning the championship, 0-1. Procession fouls it straight back, and it's 0-2. And so after Tuesday night, when the Rough Riders had not been able to hold those big leads, he was joking, saying as if we need any more bad memories here. Rough Riders couldn't make the playoffs in the final day of the season here in 2021 with Procession on the team. He spoils this pitch foul, and it's 0-2. He has plenty of memories here. His 4th different year playing in this ballpark. This ballpark's only existed for 4 years. A kick and a look back towards second base. I wonder if Procession is the only player in the Texas League to have played here in this park in all 4 seasons. We'll have to take a look at that. Here's the stretch. Look back towards second. And time called. Procession steps out. Runners at first and second, 1 out. Top of the 4th inning, 4-1 Rough Riders lead. Workman delivers. Ground ball top to third. It's a nice pick by De Los Santos. Steps in the bag at third, throws to first, not in time. Procession beats it out, but it's a fielder's choice to get Jax Biggers for the 2nd out at third base. Runners at first and second still, now 2 outs. Workman dealing with Evan Carter. Right-hander's pin. Fastball, letter high for a strike, 0-1. Third time through the Rough Riders order. Carter, the leadoff man, lined out to center and walked in his 2 trips. Riders leading by 3 in this top of the 4th inning. Workman the 0-1. Carter watched the breaking ball low, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Sun still shining almost directly above us. Everyone's shadows very, very small right below them. Workman delivers the 1-1 pitch to Carter. Just inside. 2-1. The crowd not very happy with Jared Molman, the home plate umpire, and same with Sean Roof, the manager for Amarillo, who barks out at the umpire. 2-1 on the designated hitter for Frisco. Procession leads from first base. Strom from second. The pitch is hit into right field down the line. Strom around third base. He comes in to score. Procession goes first to third, and it's another hit for Evan Carter. An RBI single down the right field line, and Kellen Strom comes in to score from second base. Another hit with runners in scoring position for the Rough Riders outfielder. An RBI single to make it 5-1 Frisco. And Luis Angel Acuna steps in for the Rough Riders. No one has been more productive with runners in scoring position in all of AA this year than Evan Carter, hitting over 500 with runners in scoring position, and he just adds on. First pitch to Acuna is fouled back, and it's 0-1. Carter is now 1-for-2 with a walk and an RBI single. He continues to show why he's the top prospect in the Rangers organization and one of the top prospects in all of minor league baseball. He takes his lead from first. And the 0-1 pitch. Acuna takes high and inside. 1-1. Rough Riders have not used the long ball very often in this series. Not nearly like they have the last 2 years. Workman readies. And the 1-1. Ground ball, third base side. De Los Santos picks, but it's a foul ball. And it's 1-2. Frisco only has 7 home runs in this series. This is game 6. They'd love to add to that total. It's very offensive-friendly ballpark. 1-2 to Acuna with 2 outs. Carter takes his lead from first, Procession from third. The offering. Acuna takes low. 2-2. John Matthews is set to go in the Rough Riders bullpen, and he will take the mound when we go to the bottom of the fourth inning to relieve Owen White in his start. The pitch. Acuna pops it foul right side. Still 2-2. Five runs on just 2 hits for the Rough Riders. No errors. Amarillo a run on 2 hits and 3 errors defensively today. The offering. Check swing and a miss. Acuna goes down swinging on a high fastball for strike 3. It's the first strikeout for Workman, and the side comes to a close. But a run comes across. It comes on 1 hit, no errors, and 2 left on base. The Rough Riders get another run. They lead 5-1 to the bottom of the fourth on the Riders Baseball Network.
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years, from rolling on their tummy, to crawling, to running and jumping, or from discovering numbers and letters, to solving math problems and writing stories, from learning to care for themselves, to caring for others, sharing their ideas, and listening too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing.
with some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
John Matthews comes out of the Rough Riders bullpen to relieve Owen White, who goes three innings in his start. And that is planned. Making a second start of the series, they go kind of a minimal start in the second one. First pitch on the way to Vukovic is hit on the ground on one hop out to short. Acuna picks it head high and throws across in time to retire Vukovic. One away, and here's Adrian Del Castillo. Rough Riders out in front, 5-1. Bottom half of the fourth inning. The line finalized on Owen White. It was a very productive start for the right-hander. Matthews deals into Del Castillo. Fits it on the outside corner with a fastball for a strike, 0-1. White goes three innings, allowing one run on two hits. He strikes out six and doesn't walk a batter. 0-1. High off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. And interestingly enough, despite this being tied for the shortest outing of the year for White, 1-1. High off the outside corner, 2-1. It's a season high in strikeouts for him, with the six over the three innings. Matthews rocks and delivers. Breaking ball low of the zone, and it's three balls and one strike on Del Castillo, who struck out in the second against White. John Matthews, the 25-year-old, back into his wind in the 3-1. Line drive on one hop up the middle, and it's beyond the shortstop Acuna into left center for a base hit. Adrian Del Castillo fits it in between the third baseman Sejasi and Acuna, the shortstop. They're playing to pull on the left-handed batter, and he hit it towards left center. Acuna was behind the second base bag, so it was still somewhat up the middle into left center. And it's a single for Del Castillo. It's Davison De Los Santos. Matthews ready from the stretch. First pitch. Outside corner, a strike with a slider. 0-1. Matthews, 6'1", 190 pounds. Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania native. Ready from the stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball cut on and missed, and it's 0-2. Sixth appearance for Matthews this season. He's 1-0 with a 3.86 ERA. In seven innings, nine strikeouts to five walks. Matthews, the 0-2. Breaking ball hit foul left side into the Amarillo dugout. And it's still 0-2. Seven innings this year. He's allowed three earned on six hits. Opponents hitting .222 against him. Coming off a tough outing his last time out here in this series. Matthews stretches. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner for strike three. Weak wave and a miss by De Los Santos. He was fooled badly on the three sliders. Two outs on the first strikeout for Matthews, and Tim Tawa steps in. Runner at first, two down, 5-1 Rough Riders, bottom half of the fourth. In game two of the series, Matthews didn't record an out. The pinch. Off the outside corner, one ball, no strikes. Facing three batters. Not a couple hits and an unearned run. He stretches. The 1-0. Misses down low. Two balls, no strikes, but looking for a bounce back. It's a really tough day overall for Rough Riders pitching in that day, too. He sets. 2-0 pitch. Ground ball foul at the plate. 2-1. Del Castillo, only one stolen base on the year. He's at first base. Javier Colina, the first base coach, gives him few wise words and steps away. Matthews the 2-1. Ground ball up the middle again. It eats up Acuna at short, off his glove, and out into shallow left. An error on the shortstop, Luis Angel Acuna. Tim Tomo reaches, runners at first and second, and Jonathan Guzman steps in. It was a hard chopper, two hops to Acuna, who went off to his right to field it, and instead of coming towards the baseball, he let it kind of field him, backing up and at the last second stabbing at it on a backhanded attempt about belt high, and it just went off the tip of his glove. First pitch to Guzman. Ground ball is timed to the right side of the infield, and it missed Tawa somehow and into right field. Strom throws to the plate. It's not in time. Del Castillo comes in to score. And it's now 5-2. And it was a ground ball that Hauber tried to backhand the first baseman. Tawa got in the way of it, the runner, and just got out of the way of it, blocking Hauber's view. And it went into right field. So two very manageable plays for Rough Riders infielders that weren't made. And now you have runners at first and second, and two outs in the inning. It's an unearned run charged against Matthews, second straight outing that he's had an unearned run against him. RBI single for Jonathan Guzman. It's 5-2 Rough Riders lead, and here's Nafi Castillo, who singled back in the third. Well, the Rough Riders entered into this game as the number one fielding team in all of minor league baseball. Matthews delivers home. Breaking ball, strike outside corner, 0-1. Frisco had only committed 9 errors through 20 games, which is the fewest in the minors. And an error on the shortstop Acuna, and then not an error on Hauber, but a misplayed ground ball. The 0-1 misses up high, and it's 1-1. So Frisco and Amarillo both having defensive issues in this series finale. 1-1 on Nafi Castillo. Matthews delivers. Curveball swung on and missed. 1-2. Matthews trying to get out of it with minimum damage against him. He readies from the stretch, and the right-hander issues home. Curveball cut on and missed for strike three, and John Matthews picks up his second strikeout. An unearned run crosses for the Amarillo Sod Poodles. 1 run on 2 hits, an error, and 2 left on. We go to the top of the 5th inning next. Our score, it's the Rough Riders 5, the Sod Poodles 2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Let the dogs out at Riders Field for Bark in the Park on Sunday, May 14th. Bring your 4-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game. Enjoy the grassy berm beyond the outfield or find some new friends at Section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game with a human and also get a doggy bag at the gate with treats provided by Piper's Paporium. See you at Bark in the Park, Sunday, May 14th. First pitch at 4:05. Let's ride.
Woo woo! Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For 3 games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos.
Let's get the top of the 5th started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bring the beat in.
Into the top of the 5th inning, it's 5-2. Frisco out in front. Dustin Harris to start things for the Rough Riders. Thomas Sajacy to follow, and then Chris Cease. It's 3, 4, and 5 in the Rough Riders order in the bright sunshine in the Yellow City, Amarillo, Texas. First pitch to Harris. Breaking ball captures the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Left-handed batter, right-hander on the hill. Harris 0-for-1 with a walk and a run scored. He's also stolen a base. Workman from the stretch. He fires. Swinging a liner, foul left side. 0-2. Workman came on in relief of Marcos Teneo, who is finished with his start. His final line, not the prettiest thing in the world. Three-plus innings for the right-hander. He allowed 5 runs, though just 2 of them earned the offering. High off the outside corner, and it's 1-2 to Harris. Only 1 hit for the Rough Riders against Teneo. 2 strikeouts and 6 walks. Here's the stretch. Workman's 1-2. Swing and a miss. Harris down on strikes. Up with the slider off the outside corner, and there's one away. Workman's 2nd strikeout. They've come consecutively with the final out of the 4th and the 1st out of the 5th. Riders lead by 3. And Thomas Sajacy steps in and has been productive in his 2 trips. A walk and a run scored in the 1st inning. RBI ground out to short in the 3rd. Winning baseball from Sajacy, who has the eye black on. One batting glove on his top right hand. First pitch is rifled up the middle, and that's into center for a base hit. Sajacy rounds first but stomps on the brakes on a good throw in from Nafe Castillo in center. It's the 3rd hit for the Rough Riders. It's a 1-out single for Thomas Sajacy in the 5th inning. And Chris Cease stands in for Frisco. 5 runs, 3 hits now for Frisco, and 1 error. 2 runs, 4 hits, and 3 errors on the other side for Amarillo in what has been a pretty sloppily played game. The pitch. Cease fouls it away, and it's 0-1. If you're just joining us, the Rough Riders have scored only 1 run conventionally. An RBI single from Evan Carter in the 4th inning. The first 2 runs of the game came off the bat of Chris Cease, the pitch. Swinging a liner hit to center field. That drops in for a base hit. So JC up to 2nd, and Chris Cease has himself a single. It's back-to-back knocks for the Rough Riders against Blake Workman, who threw 3 1/3 hitless in game 2 of this series. And the Rough Riders have 3 hits again against him already. Jax Biggers makes his way to the plate. He walked back in the 4th. Chris Cease hit a fly ball to center field with 2 on and 2 out in the 1st, and it was dropped by Nafe Castillo, allowing the first 2 runs to come into score. First pitch to Biggers. He takes on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Then in the 3rd, the Rough Riders scored a run on a double steal and a throw from the catcher, D'Alessandro, that went into left field. The 0-1. Biggers takes on the inside corner for a strike, 0-2. And then Thomas Sajacy, the ground out to short, allowing Harris to score from 3rd. 4 runs into the game, that was the Rough Riders' 1st RBI. 0-2 pitch to Biggers. Workman looks back towards 2nd and offers. Swinging a line drive down the left field line, a fair ball, keeps on rolling, kicks off the sidewall. Sajacy scores. Cease around 3rd. He comes in to score, and the Rough Riders extend their lead to 7-2. 2-run double for Jax Biggers. He's driven in 11 in the last 4 games. And Frisco back out in front by 5. Jax Biggers has homered in 3 consecutive games. This time not a homer, but a 2-run double. On an 0-2 pitch. Got a pitch up and served it down the left field line the opposite way. Kellen Strom steps in now for the Rough Riders, leading 7-2. Workman's offering. Inside corner, a strike to Strom, and it's 0-1. Strom walked and scored back in the 4th. Flew out to center in the 2nd inning. Here's the look in by the right-hander, dangling his arm to his right. He stretches in the 0-1. Strom, a check swing, foul ball off D'Alessandro, knocking his mask off. And it's 0-2. And the home plate umpire, Jared Molman, will go out and hand a ball to Workman. Give his catcher just a little bit of time. And the trainer, Chris Mudd, will come out as well and chat with D'Alessandro. Same with Sean Roof, the manager, just to make sure he's okay. That was a direct shot back onto the mask. Oof, that couldn't have felt good. Strom, a check swing, foul ball right back into him. And looks like he is good to go. Shaking it off. It's a nice round of applause from the Sod Poodles faithful on this Sunday. 0-2 to Strom. Workman looks in for his sign. He's got it. And now steps off. Still just one out in the inning. Three straight hits for the Rough Riders. Single, single, double. Two runs in. Workman, the 0-2. Down low and inside. One ball, two strikes. With a win, the Rough Riders would force a series split. That's something they were really good at last year. Was unfortunately, they would lose a lot of the midweek games. Then they'd come back and win the last two. The pitch. Strom swings, fouls it away, and it's 1-2 still. In order to force the series split and live to fight another day. The Rough Riders had 11 instances last year, 11 different series, where they had a chance to force a series split with a win on Sunday, and they went 8-3 in those games. They already have one of those instances this year, last Sunday against Arkansas. The 1-2. Swing and a miss, got him upstairs for strike three. Three strikeouts for Blake Workman, two away in the fifth. Trevor Hobber makes his way to the plate for the Rough Riders, leading 7-2. Frisco able to win that game on Sunday against Arkansas. 6-3, the final score. First pitch to Hover. High off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. Hover one for two. He doubled in the second. 7-2 Rough Riders. Top half of the fifth inning. Biggers leads from second. Workman offers. Off the outside corner, and it's two balls, no strikes. Here in downtown Amarillo, if you look off to our left, you're looking straight into downtown at the Amarillo skyline. 2-0 pitch. Hover watches on the outside corner for a strike, and 2-1. Wind blowing slightly in from center field. Workman readies. And the 2-1. Breaking ball down low and inside to Hover. Three balls and one strike. You have three guys really on this team for the Rough Riders offensively that have done a wonderful job getting on base with consistency this year. 3-1. High off the outside corner. Ball four and right on cue. Hover, one of those guys, takes the walk. Runners at first and second base for the Rough Riders. Two in, two out. 7-2 Frisco. Those three are Trevor Hover, Evan Carter, and Dustin Harris. Jordan Procession stands in. First pitch cut on and missed, and it's 0-1. 0-2 in his season debut with the Riders. Those three are 1-2-3 in walks on the team as well. 0-1. High off the outside corner. One ball and one strike with Evan Carter, first in AA with 20 walks this year. Dustin Harris, second with 19. The pitch. Procession flicks it foul back behind home. 1-2. We were talking earlier about the fact that Procession, now playing today, has played in this ballpark all 4 years it's existed in minor league baseball. He is officially the first player and the only player that can say that right now. Checked on it in between innings. The 1-2. High and inside, and it's two balls and two strikes. The only other player who has been here for four separate years hasn't played this year, but it's reliever Blake Rogers, who was with the Padres organization in 2019. The pitch. Procession fouls it away left side, and it's still two balls, two strikes. And then with the Sod Poodles organization in 2021 and 2022 as a reliever, But he also was here in 2020 when he was the pitching coach for the Texas Collegiate League team that played here during the pandemic when the minor league season was canceled. The 2-2. Swinging a ground ball foul at the plate. And it's still two balls, two strikes. So he hasn't played four seasons like Procession has, but he's been here for 4 years. After he was the pitching coach, he went and played independent baseball and then was signed by the Diamondbacks. Workman ready from the stretch, and the 2-2. Procession lines it to deep center field. That sends the center fielder Castillo back to the warning track, and he makes the catch there, and the side comes to a close in the fifth inning. The Rough Riders do get a pair more runs, though. It's two runs across on three hits, no errors, and two left on base. Bottom of the fifth inning coming up. It's the Rough Riders 7, the Sod Poodles 2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Blaine Krim, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
John Matthews back to the hill. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's 7-2. Frisco out in front of Amarillo. Matthews allowing an unearned run in that fourth inning. Nick D'Alessandro steps in the first pitch. A fly ball hit deep to left center field. Cease back to the warning track. So is Harris, and it hits off the middle of the wall. Cease fires it back in, and Nick D'Alessandro is in there with a double. Second double of the year for D'Alessandro. Robbie Enriquez steps in. Top of the order. Rough Riders, two more runs in the top of the fifth inning, and they lead 7-2 over Amarillo. Matthews ready from the stretch, and he fires it. Breaking ball high and outside, and it's one ball and no strikes. If you're just joining us, we talked earlier that Josh Young, former Rough Rider back in 2021, just hit his first career grand slam in Arlington. The pitch on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. Rangers lead the Yankees 4-1 here in the top of the fifth inning. Matthews ready from the stretch, and he issues in the 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball hit high and deep to center field. Cease to the warning track. He's at the fence, makes the catch. D'Alessandro tags. He moves up to third. And Robbie Enriquez just barely missed it. One away. Jordan Lawler steps in. One out, runner at third base. Riders leading 7-2. 4 strong innings so far in Arlington. The pitch. Swinging a ground ball foul, and it's 0-1 by Martin Perez. Quick note on that grand slam for Josh Young. He's the first rookie to hit a grand slam since Adolis Garcia did in 2021. Matthews stretches, and the 0-1 pitch. Curveball just outside. One ball, one strike. It's the 16th grand slam in Texas Rangers history by a rookie. Matthews ready, and the 1-1 pitch. Fouled away, back behind home, and it's one ball and two strikes, and it's still crazy to think of Josh Young as a rookie. He would have been with the big league club at the start of the year last year if it wasn't for a labrum injury that he suffered in spring training. Played 26 games last year. This is his 26th this year. The 1-2, swing and a miss, got him. Matthews strikes out Lawler, and there's two away. Third strikeout for John Matthews. A.J. Vukovic steps in. Vukovic 0 for 2. It's 7-2 Rough Riders, bottom half of the fifth inning. Here's the stretch, and the right-hander's pitch. Low off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. Josh Young, all the numbers are up basically from last year. One more homer. Six more RBIs in the 26 games. The 1-0. Swing and a miss out in front and a breaking ball. That was the slider, and it's one ball and one strike. OPS is nearly 120 points higher in his second year rather than his first 26 games. Pretty crazy stuff. 1-1 pitch from Matthews. Breaking ball again. Cut on and missed, and it's one ball and two strikes. Back-to-back sliders. Matthews trying to work through the inning and work around the leadoff double. Rough Riders leading by five, home half of the fifth. He fires home. Breaking ball hit high and deep to left field. Harris gives up on it. It's long gone. A.J. Vukovic with a two-run homer. It's his third of the season. And Amarillo back within three runs. It's now 7-4 Frisco. Threw a third straight slider, and he was out in front on it. The first pitch to Del Castillo is fouled back on the ground, and it's 0-1. After he'd looked foolish on the first two, this one was right in the middle of the plate. And Vukovic took it for a ride. So two more runs for Amarillo to answer the Rough Riders' two spot in the top half of the inning. The pitch. On the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-2 on Del Castillo. A two-out, two-run homer for A.J. Vukovic. Matthews, the 0-2 pitch. Got him swinging. Struck him out with a slider on the outside edge, and he strikes out Del Castillo on three pitches, but a two-run home run from Adrian Del Castillo. Two runs across on two hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the top of the sixth inning. Our score, it's the Rough Riders 7 and the Sod Poodles 4 on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the Storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time.
Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
Get ready to return to the classroom on August 5th. At Riders Field on Saturday, August 5th, we celebrate College Night at 7:05 p.m. Enjoy the beer specials, a college fair, plus ticket packs available for the best value in a Riders University crew neck you can select in your school's color. Get your pencils and paper ready and get your tickets for College Night on August 5th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the sixth inning, top of the order for the Rough Riders, leading 7-4 over Amarillo. Evan Carter set to lead things off against Jake Rice. They go left-hander against left-hander. And Rice ready from the stretch. First pitch to Carter. Fastball, ground ball right back to the hill. Rice has got it head high. And he jogs towards first, underhand flip in time to get Carter. One away. Luis Angel Acuña steps to the plate. Carter now 1-for-3 with an RBI single and a walk. Acuña 0-for-2 with a walk today and two runs scored. Needs a base hit to extend his hitting streak to 8 games. Rice ready from the stretch in the lefty's pitch. Low to the right-handed batter, 1 ball, no strikes. It's been a tough go for the 25-year-old Jake Rice. He's making his 8th appearance for Amarillo. In 5 2/3 innings, he's seeded 7 runs. The pitch. Sizzles high of the zone, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. With that being said, though, 3 straight scoreless outings, including 2 in this series. A 2-0. Low in the dirt. 3 balls, no strikes. He fell victim to one really bad outing against Corpus Christi, allowing 5 runs without recording an out. And he allowed 2 more runs and hitting in a third 2 outings later to Northwest Arkansas, but it's been 3 single-inning outings scoreless since. 3-0 down the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 3-1. He has walked 6 in 5 2/3 innings. 3-1 pitch. Acuña takes high. Make it 7 walks in the season. Ball 4 to Luis Angel Acuña, his 2nd walk today. And Dustin Harris makes his way to the plate. Well, Acuña hadn't been known for walking much this season entering into the ballgame. Acuña, just 6 walks in 90 at-bats, or I should say in 20 games, but 98 plate appearances. The pitch. A bunt down the third baseline from Harris, rolling along the chalk, and it's a foul ball. 0-1. It was rolling along the chalk and almost rolling back fair, and Alessandro ran after it and batted it while it was still foul. Keep it a foul ball. Harris trying to bunt his way aboard. He's down in the count 0-1. One out in the sixth. 7-4. First go out in front of Amarillo. Acuña leads from first. Rice ready from the stretch. He fires in. Fouled away off the fist. 0-2. Harris walked in the third. Came in to score. Take a look around the league at some of the games going on today in the Texas League. Everyone currently in action. Here's the stretch. 0-2. Fastball popped foul, left side out of play, and it's still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Midland, where the Rough Riders will be heading after this ball game, will start their series on Tuesday against the Rockhounds. They're leading 6-3 over Corpus Christi. I should say 9-3. In the bottom of the sixth inning, the pitch, Acuña takes off. It's grounded foul off the end of the bat, back behind home. And it's still 0-2. Northwest Arkansas leading 6-1 in the top of the seventh inning. Springfield and Wichita tied at 4 in the top of the 7th. A game being played in Wichita. And then Tulsa leading 2-0 over Arkansas. Quick throw over to first base, and Acuna's back in on his feet. Still 0-2 to Dustin Harris. 7-4 Rough Riders, top of the 6th inning. Bryce ready from the stretch. He offers in the 0-2. Down low in the dirt off the outside corner. D'Alessandro blocks. Keeps it in front. One ball, two strikes on Dustin Harris. As for the Texas Rangers organization, AAA Round Rock, they're putting the hurt on Albuquerque today. The pitch, runner takes off, swing and a miss, throw to second, not in time. Acuna swipes the bag. His second steal today, give him 9 on the season. Dustin Harris down on strikes, though, and there are 2 away. Headfirst dive into second base for Acuna. The fans thought it should have been a strike him out, throw him out, double play, but Acuna just got in there. Just slid in under the tag. And Sean Roof comes out to argue with Felix Neon. He's not going to win that battle. Looking at the replay, he was safe. Rough Riders with a runner in scoring position. And now the catcher, Nick D'Alessandro, will go out and have a chat with Rice. Sean Roof not pleased. Thomas Sajacy, the batter due for the Rough Riders. He's been very productive today. A walk, an RBI ground out, a single, two-run score. Well, Round Rock winning 10-4 over Albuquerque. Justin Foscue with 2 doubles today. Also Sandro Fabian, J.P. Martinez, Jonathan Ornelas, Davis Wenzel. Runner takes off for third, and no throw. Acuna steals third base. It's his third steal today. The pitch just missed outside. It's 1 ball and no strikes. And he's the first Rough Rider with 3 steals in a game. The pitch just outside. It's 2 balls, no strikes. Luis Angel Acuna being a pain on the base pass. Rough Riders loving it. 2-0. Off the outside corner, and it's 3 balls and no strikes. And Rice in danger of walking his second in the inning. 7-4 Rough Riders, top of the 6th inning. 10 stolen bases for Luis Angel Acuna now on the season. 3-0. Breaking ball settles in there for a strike, and it's 3-1. Acuna took off before Rice even made a move towards home. They yelled step off, but Rice ended up dealing home anyway. The 3-1 is lined up the middle off of Rice. Kicks out towards second base. Tawa fields, but has no play. And Sajacy, an RBI single, and Jake Rice is hurt. It hit him right back in the back, looked like. He's holding his lower back on the left-hand side. Ooh, and he's walking around behind the mound. It's 8-4 Rough Riders on a hard line drive off of his left side lower back at 102 miles an hour. An RBI single for Sajacy, his second hit today. Oh, man. So hopefully Rice is okay. As he says, he's good to go. He asks for a baseball, and he'll probably throw a couple warm-up tosses. Fans give him a nice round of applause. That ball was scalded off Sajacy's bat right back at him. And it looks like he's good to go. But how about the base running by Luis Angel Acuna? A walk and 2 steals, and he's able to come in to score on that infield single. If he doesn't steal that second base, if he's still at second on that play, he doesn't come in to score. But because he steals second and steals third, Sajacy able to knock him in on that infield single. So he picks up an RBI. It's his second of the game, 11th of the season. And Chris Cease makes his way to the plate. First pitch. Rip and a miss on a fastball on its 0-1. 8-4 Rough Riders. Frisco scored in four consecutive innings and five of the six in today's game. Left-handers 0-1. Fouled back. 0-2. Two outs in the inning. Rough Riders putting up eight runs in this series finale. Rice readies. 0-2. High off the outside corner. One ball, two strikes. Eight runs, six hits, one error for the Rough Riders. Four runs, six hits, three errors for Amarillo. The stretch and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Cease down on strikes. And there's the final out of the sixth inning. But a run for the Rough Riders on one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. Frisco leading 8-4. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all on the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
Were your best days in high school? If so, the Rough Riders have a day to honor you. On Thursday, May 11th, get $2 off a ticket when you wear your Letterman jacket to the game and enjoy a Rough Riders Letterman patch giveaway. Relive your glory days with the Riders and come out for Peekton High School night on Thursday, May 11th. First pitch is at 6:35 on May 11th against the Wichita Wind Surge in a rematch of last year's championship series. For more info, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Bubba Thompson, and you listen to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
John Matthews back out for his third inning of work. Bottom half of the sixth inning in sunny Amarillo, Texas. Rough Riders leading 8-4. First pitch to Davison De Los Santos. It's on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Matthews has allowed three runs, two of them earned, in his two innings so far. He rocks back in the 0-1. High and inside, it hit him. Fastball comes up and inside on De Los Santos and nails him on the elbow guard. And a hit by pitch puts the 19-year-old aboard for Tim Tawa. And man, when he got hit, he stared out at the mound. Matthews was looking down, clearly not intentional. But De Los Santos heading down to first. There's no reason to think there's any intention behind that. Threw the bat away. It was kind of odd. There's Tim Tawa. Matthews delivers. Breaking ball off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. Tawa reached on an error in the fourth, struck out in the second. 8-4 Rough Riders lead it. Bottom half of the sixth inning, leadoff runner aboard. 1-0 pitch. Fouled straight back. 1-1. Tawa, tough series, just 3-for-16. Does have a homer, though, and four runs knocked in. Matthews from the stretch. And the 1-1 pitch. Fastball hit high in the air to center field. And into right center where Kellen Strom's under it. And the right fielder makes the catch. One away on the flyout to right field off the bat of Tim Tawa. Jonathan Guzman steps in, an RBI single in the fourth inning. He's 1-for-2. He had the RBI single against Matthews, and then Matthews also allowed the two-run homer to A.J. Vukovic in the fifth. First offering. High drive deep down the left field line into the corner, and that ball is gone. Two-run home run for Jonathan Guzman. It's now 8-6, Rough Riders lead. Guzman with his first home run of the season. And Nafy Castillo steps in, one out of the sixth. Second homer allowed by Matthews. It's his fifth run allowed, four earned. Matthews, first pitch. Ground ball, third base side. So JC, a nice short hop pick. He collects himself and fires across. Two outs. Nick D'Alessandro to the plate. He doubled in the fifth inning and came in to score on the Vukovic homer. Eight-six, Frisco leads. Amarillo has scored in four straight innings, so of the Rough Riders, the only difference, the two-run first from Frisco. First pitch, pop foul right side, 0-1. Frisco led 2-0 into the first inning, or at the end of the first inning, I should say. And then top of the third, they put up two. Amarillo answered with one. Matthews, the 0-1 pitch. Alessandro takes low, and it's one ball and one strike. In the fourth, each team scored a run. In the fifth, each team scored two runs. Rough Riders with one run in the sixth. Amarillo with two runs in the bottom half. The pitch is lined hard up the middle into center for a base hit. D'Alessandro with his second hit today. And Robbie Enriquez climbs in. D'Alessandro just with three career home runs, one of them an inside the Parker. That was his first career home run in the minors. He didn't hit his first out-of-the-park home run until last year at Tulsa. He nearly homered on a double to center field in the fifth. And then now John Goble comes out, and he'll talk to John Matthews, Rough Riders pitching coach, as Mark Church gets going in the Rough Riders bullpen. Instead of a power threat, Alessandro's been a base-running threat over the course of his career. He's at first base. He's stolen 68 bases combined in 2021 and 2022 with Amarillo and Hillsboro. He already has three steals this year in nine games. So John Matthews back on the mound after the mound visit. Mark Church continues to get loose for the Rough Riders. Runner at first, two outs. Top of the order, Robbie Enriquez. Matthews from the stretch and the pitch home. Before a throw over to first, very close. Oh, and he would have been out, but Hover dropped the baseball. Oh, man, they had him picked off, had him leaning towards second base. Hover just couldn't hang on. First pitch still due to Enriquez. Matthews ready from the stretch, and he brings it home. Breaking ball, cut on and missed, 0-1. Slider's been good for Matthews today. Enriquez, RBI single in the third inning. He's 1-for-3. Rough Riders lead by two. Bottom half of the sixth inning. Matthews comes home. Line drive into shallow right field. Strom coming on, makes the head-high catch, and the side comes to a close. Matthews allows the two-run homer to Jonathan Guzman. Two more runs on two hits, no errors, one runner left on base. We go to the top of the seventh inning. It's 8-6. Rough Riders out in front on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Christian Montos de Oca is the new pitcher for Amarillo. Go to the top of the seventh inning. The Rough Riders clinging to an 8-6 advantage. Amarillo just won't go away. The Rough Riders keep adding on runs, and they are immediately answered in the bottom half of the inning. They try to pull away a little bit further in the top of the seventh against the new right-hander, Montos de Oca. Another appearance in this series for the right-hander. He's been good this year. Seventh outing of the season, a 1.86 ERA. It's his second appearance this season. Third this season against the Rough Riders. Second this series, I should say. First pitch to Jax Biggers is fouled away left side. It's 0-1. Biggers, a two-run double down the left field line in the fifth inning. Rough Riders' second baseman today. 0-1 toss. Montes de Oca fits it in there, and Biggers fouls it away left side. 0-2. Biggers has homered in 3 consecutive games. If he hits a solo home run, he'll have the home run cycle in a descending order over the last 4. Here's the stretch. The 0-2. Biggers swings, grounds it up the middle. Second baseman Tawa fields behind the bag. Off balance throw to first is in time. One away. Great play by Tim Tawa. Backhanding the ball. And with his momentum taking him into center field. He turned and threw sidearm onto first base with plenty on it to get Jax Biggers. One down for Kellen Strom, top of the seven. Montos de Oca threw 2 1/3 scoreless against the Riders earlier this series. First pitch, bunted down the third baseline and a good one. Montos de Oca, bare hands, throws high onto first base, down the right field line. Strom all the way up to second, and he eases in there with a base hit and a throwing error on Montos de Oca. Kellen Strom with the bunt base hit. E1 on the play. Fourth error by Amarillo defensively today. Runner at second for the Rough Riders. And Trevor Hover steps in. Lots you love to see from Kellen Strom. Great speed. And using that speed to get into scoring position. Force the bad throw. Montes de Oca really should never have thrown that ball. He was safe anyway. Here's the stretch. And the first pitch to Hover. Misses low. And it's 1-0. Strom picks up the base hit, much needed. He's now 4-for-19 in the series. Riders leading 8-6, top of the seventh inning. Montes de Oca looks back at second and Strom and delivers. Fastball high and away. 2-0. Eight runs on 7 hits now for the Rough Riders. 1 error. Amarillo, 6 runs, 8 hits, 4 errors defensively. 2-0. Strike at the top of the zone on Hover. 2-1. Hover doubled in the second, flew out to left in the fourth, and walked in the fifth. Third on the team in walks. 2-1. Check swing, strike called anyway. Outside edge, 2-2. 95-mile-an-hour heater by the right-hander, Montes de Oca. Here's the stretch. And the 2-2 pitch. Down low and inside on Hover. 3-2 on the Riders' first baseman with a runner in scoring position. Rough Riders are 3-12 with runners in scoring position today. They only have 5 RBIs on their 8 runs scored. Payoff pitch. A line drive in a shallow left field. A diving attempt, and Guzman makes the catch. Headlong dive in towards the infield. He makes the grab. Or did he? Was he out? Hover's still at first base. I think he made the catch. But Hover is at first. So they say he didn't make the catch. Jordan Procession stands in. Hover remains at first, so they say he trapped it. Okay, so he didn't make the catch. He trapped the ball out in left field. The pitch to Procession, high and away. 1-0 Thought for sure that he made that grab, but it just short-hopped into his glove. So runners at first and second, one down. Montes de Oca appears back at second. The pitch is high and inside. 2-0 on Procession. The Rough Riders in prime position to add on with the runners at first and second. Just one out in this seventh inning. What a game this has been, back and forth. A lot of fun. This whole series has been wild. 2-0 pitch. Fouled back. 2-1. Procession trying to come up with his first hit of the season. Montes de Oca, the pitch. High off the outside corner. 3-1 with Evan Carter looming on deck for the Rough Riders. Great opportunity for Frisco. On the offensive side, Montes de Oca delivers the 3-1 pitch. Fouled straight back, 3-2. Procession has one of his 2 multi-home run games here in this building. One of the best games of his career here in this ballpark. It's back on June 11th of last year. Hit 2 homers, had 4 hits, the pitch. Low for 4, and the bases are loaded. Strom to third, Hover to second. Procession aboard at first base. Bases loaded for Evan Carter. The league leader in batting average with runners in scoring position up to the plate. 1-3 today with an RBI single. Montes de Oca delivers home. Carter takes down low and inside. 1-0. Everything that you want to favor Evan Carter here in this at-bat does. And time called. Here comes the pitching coach, Tom Gorzolani, I'm sure, to talk about how to attack Evan Carter. Carter eats up right-handed pitching. One of the best batting averages against right-handed pitching this year. Montes de Oca is a right-hander. Entering into today's action, against right-handers, he was hitting .373 with an almost 1,200 OPS. And with runners in scoring position as well, entering into today, hitting .526. And he already has a base hit with runner in scoring position in today's ballgame, so that'll only go up. Rough Riders have 4 grand slams, tied for the most in minor league baseball this season as well. Bases loaded. 8-6 Rough Riders. The pitch to Carter. Fastball just outside. 2-0. Fans not happy with the lack of a strike call. And here comes Sean Roof. He's going to get thrown out. Yep, he just got thrown out. Jared Molman did not call the strike. And Sean Roof is irate. First with 4 on Jordan Procession, and then on that non-strike call, what he thought was on the outside corner, and looking at the replay, it was clearly off the plate. And Sean Roof just got ejected, arguing balls and strikes here in the seventh. So Roof out of this ball game, and he'll spend the rest of the day in the clubhouse. Two balls, no strikes on Carter. Bases remain loaded with one out. Montes de Oca the pitch. Fastball low. Three balls, no strikes. Another close miss. Three and 0 to Carter. Montes de Oca the pitch. Low and inside, ball four. He's walked in a run. The Rough Riders add on with a very key run here in the seventh. They lead 9-6. A bases loaded walk. Another RBI for Evan Carter, his second of the game. Give him 20 on the season. His second walk today. And Luis Angel Acuna steps in. That one was the biggest miss of them all. Montes de Oca delivers. Acuna takes low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Acuna already has a grand slam in this ball game, or I should say this season, not in this ball game, but this season. That came when the Rough Riders were last at home against Arkansas. The pitch. He takes on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1, and a sarcastic cheer for this Amarillo crowd. The Rough Riders have now scored in 6 of the 7 innings today. Montes de Oca from the stretch, the 1-1. Acuna swings, grounds it softly to the third base coach, Carlos Cardoza. He's the manager for the Rough Riders, and it's one ball and two strikes. Mark Church getting loose in the Rough Riders' bullpen. Down the right side. Bases remain loaded. The pitch. Acuna swings and misses for strike three. Two down. First strikeout for Montes de Oca. And Dustin Harris makes his way to the plate. Harris 0-for-3 with a walk and three strikeouts today. The pitch. High off the outside corner, one ball, no strikes. 9-6 Rough Riders. Top half of the seventh inning. Mark Church loosening in the pen. He'll take over once we reach the bottom half of this inning. The offering high off the outside corner, and it's two balls, no strikes. He's ready from the stretch. He fires. Harris swings, drills it down the left field line. Guzman going back, looking up, and hits off the wall. Hover comes in to score. Procession right behind him. Carter wheeling around third. The throw in time. Still a two-run double for Dustin Harris. And the Rough Riders extend the lead to 11-6. That ends the inning. It's time to stretch in Amarillo. The Rough Riders put up three more runs. And they now lead it 11-6 as Guzman gunned him down from the warning track in straightaway left field. What a throw. We step aside to stretch. Rough Riders in front big on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speed start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts. Plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
The Frisco Rough Riders are bringing Scranton, Pennsylvania to you on July 21st with Pretzel Day, featuring an appearance from Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley in The Office. Arrive early for a World's Best Ballpark Mug giveaway, and for a $50 add-on prize, fans can visit with Baker during a pregame meet and greet. Come enjoy the best day of the year, Pretzel Day, and enjoy a Rough Riders game at 7 p.m. on Friday, July 21st at Riders Field. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com.
Let's ride.
Baseball is a game for the keen-minded, and that's especially true at Riders Field on May 13th for STEM Night. Partnered with Allen ISD Night, local STEM teams will be showcasing projects in robotics and more. Plus, community partners from Huntington Learning Center, Mathnasium, and McGraw-Hill will be at the ballpark helping put on a great night and spotlighting our future community leaders. It's a STEM Around the Bases experience on May 13th. For more info, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
A very odd top of the seventh inning. Sean Roof gets ejected. The manager for the Amarillo Sod Poodles and the Rough Riders put up three runs, including a two-run double in which Evan Carter was thrown out for the final out of the seventh inning. Jonathan Guzman, a cannon shot from the warning track all the way to home plate. Mark Church takes over. And Nick Tanelu is at first base for the Rough Riders, taking over for Trevor Hobart defensively. Mark Church winds back in the first pitch to Jordan Lawler. It's high and outside. One ball, no strikes. Jordan Lawler facing Mark Church for the first time since game two of this series. Church delivers. Fastball rips the outside corner, a strike, and it's 1-1 when Lawler had the walk-off single against him down the right field line. 11-6 Rough Riders, bottom half of the seventh. Church delivers. Lawler swings, grounds it foul right side, and it's 1-2. Mark Church taking over for John Matthews for Frisco. An outing that Matthews would like to forget. 1-2. Off the outside corner with a slider, and it's two balls and two strikes. Matthews' final line, three innings. He allowed five runs, four of them earned on six hits. Church the 2-2. Off the outside corner, three balls, two strikes. Struck out four and didn't walk a batter, allowing two homers. Payoff pitch to Lawler. Fouled away. Back behind home, still three balls, two strikes. Well, Church, until allowing that walk-off single to Jordan Lawler, came in a really big spot for the Rough Riders and pitched well in that game two, the 3-2. Swing and a miss, got him down low for strike three on the slider. One away on the first strikeout for Mark Church, and A.J. Vukovic steps in. Church had struck out three in an inning and two-thirds. Really good stuff for Church. He looked dominant. The pitch to Vukovic. Swing and a miss. High fastball at 95, and it's 0-1. And that's what Church does really, really well with that two-pitch mix, the fastball and the slider. The 0-1. Slider low and away, and it's one ball and one strike. We've talked about it a lot, what makes Church so effective. The slider is really tight. It looks a lot like his fastball, the pitch. Just outside, two balls, one strike. So when he throws it off of his fastball, and he throws it for strikes, it's really tough to tell if it's a fastball or slider. The offering is grounded foul, third base side. And it's two balls and two strikes. And that's why he's able to pick up so many strikeouts on it and not give up a ton of hits this year, or really over the course of his entire career. Makes it really, really effective. It's called pitch tunneling, where you want to throw it the same exact way. And the 2-2. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. Acuna, the shortstop. He can't get it. It's just under his glove into center field for a base hit. And Vukovic singles with one out in the seventh inning. His second hit today. Adrian Del Castillo steps in. 11-6 Rough Riders. Bottom half of the seventh. That was a slider down in the zone, but in the middle of the plate still. Vukovic able to single to center. Pitch tunneling is throwing a pitch in the same exact plane But if it's two different pitches, they'll obviously go in different directions. And the fastball and his slider tunnel really, really well together. He faces the left-handed batting Adrian Del Castillo in the pitch. Check swing and a high fastball and misses. One ball, no strikes. Church 0-1 with a 2.16 ERA this year for Frisco. He offers. Del Castillo grounds it to first. Tanalu picks, steps in the bag, throws down to second. In time for the double play. And Church is out of the seventh inning. It's the first scoreless inning since the second for the Rough Riders against these Amarillo Sod Poodles. No runs, a hit, no errors, nobody left on base. Top eight coming up. Rough Riders lead 11-6 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco may be 1,500 miles from Yellowstone National Park on most days, but not on July 23rd. Join us at the ballpark for Yellowstone Night with a special appearance from Denim Richards, who plays Colby in a hit TV drama, Yellowstone. Plus, grab a Rough Rider / Yellowstone co-branded belt buckle. For a $50 ticket add-on, get access to a pregame meet and greet with Denim Richards and stay to enjoy some Riders baseball. Don't miss Yellowstone Night on July 23rd. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal! Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
This year, kids can help decorate Riders Field and showcase their awesome artistic abilities. Thanks to Whataburger, Riders fans under the age of 12 can submit their best artwork by April 24th. Four winners will be selected to have their masterpiece featured on the main concourse of Riders Field and a video board recognition at one home game during the season. For more information about the Whataburger Art Contest, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Time for more baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Josh Green out of the bullpen for the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Rough Riders leading 11-6. Thomas Ajayi, the first man due up for Frisco in this eighth inning. Josh Green replacing Christian Montes de Oca, who allowed 3 runs for the Rough Riders in the seventh. Josh Green making yet another appearance in this series. He threw 2 days ago, allowing a couple runs in an inning and two-thirds. Also threw in game one, allowing 2 runs in 2 innings. First pitch to Thomas Ajayi. Finds the outside corner at the knees for a strike, and it's 0-1. Ajayi, 2-for-3 today with a walk, 2 RBIs, 2 runs scoring. 0-1. Down in the dirt, bounces back to the backstop, and it's 1-1. Good to see Sajasi having a good day offensively. It's just a matter of time before the extra base hits start coming for him. Hit the ball hard his last time up, 102 off the bat. The pitch is cut on and missed, and it's 1-2. That was right back off the pitcher, Jake Rice. Hit off his lower back. He's going to have a huge bruise there tomorrow, if not later on today. He was okay, finished out the inning. Struck out Chris Cease. Rough Riders today offensively have scored in every inning but one. They play in the top of the eighth inning. 1-2. Down low in the dirt off the outside corner, and it's 2-2. 2 in the first, 2 in the third, 1 in the fourth, 2 in the fifth, 1 in the sixth, and 3 in the seventh inning. Green ready from the stretch. And he kicks in the 2-2. So JC swings, grounds at third base side and foul. Still 2-2. Rough Riders will hop on the bus after this game and head down to Midland to start their 6-game series on Tuesday. Green kicks in. Swinging a soft grounder out to second. Tawa picks. Throws onto first base and retires to JC by half a step. One away. Chris C stands in. 1-for-4 today. Midland taking on Corpus. It's 11-3. Midland out in front in the top of the ninth inning in that game. Green delivers home. Finds the outside corner at the knees to Chris Cease, and it's 0-1. 11-6 Rough Riders, top of the eighth inning. Frisco trying to win to force a split. Green fires home. It's fouled away right side, and it's 0-2. Elsewhere around the Texas League, San Antonio hosting Northwest Arkansas, and the Naturals lead 6-3. Bottom of the ninth inning. Bottom nine as well in Wichita. The Wind Surge trailing Springfield 7-4. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Cease goes down swinging. There are two down. Jax Biggers to the plate. Rough Riders out in front 11-6. And the final game, Tulsa a 4-3 advantage over Arkansas in the bottom of the sixth inning. Jax 1-for-3 with a two-run double and a walk. Green delivers. Inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders, if they split this series, will be at 11-10. 0-1 from Green. Breaking ball. Outside corner, a strike, 0-2. And Amarillo will go to 11-10 as well. Been a tight South Division so far in the Texas League. 0-2. High. One ball, two strikes. The Missions and Naturals had a game that was postponed. The pitch fouled away. And it's 1-2, or did they? San Antonio is only playing their 20th game this year. So is Corpus Christi. So it must have been in that series. 1-2. High fly ball hit to left center field and shallow. And Guzman under it. He makes the catch. Side comes to a close in 1-2-3 fashion. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Bottom of the eighth inning coming up. It's 11-6. Frisco out in front on the Riders Baseball Network.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Mark Church back out of the hill for the Rough Riders into the home half of the eighth inning. It's 11-6 Rough Riders lead on this series finale in Amarillo. Davison De Los Santos leads it off, right-handed batter. Church delivers. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. Acuna has it at short behind the second base bag. Slings it onto first, and it's in time. One pitch, one away. Tim Tawa hits. Rough Riders and Amarillo both held off the scoreboard in the bottom half of the seventh and the eighth, or in the top half of the eighth, I should say. It's the first time since the second inning that both teams have been held off in consecutive half innings. First pitch to Tawa. Outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. That's how offensive this game has been. 17 combined runs, 18 combined hits, with the Rough Riders leading by 5. 0-1. Line drive to shallow right field. Strom coming in, and he makes the catch. 2 outs. Just 3 pitches for Mark Church. That brings Jonathan Guzman to the plate. Guzman, RBI single in the 4th, 2-run homer in the 6th. He's now 6-for-11 in this series. Church back into his windup in the pinch. Just low off the outside corner with a slider. 1-0. That slider Church throws really hard. It's reached 92 miles an hour. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Good slider low and away, and it's 1-1. That last one at 89 miles an hour. Said he talked to Jacob DeGrom when he was in big league camp about it. The pitch. Fouled straight back, and it's 1-2. Of course, DeGrom known for that slider. He averages 93 miles an hour with it. Church talked to him about how he throws it and how he tunnels it off his fastball, and picked his brain a little bit, said it really helped. 1-2. Church delivers home. Check swing on a pitch off the outside corner with the slider, and it's 2-2. Church allowed the base hit in the 7th inning from A.J. Vukovic, but got the double play behind him. And time called. Ball got loose from the on-field bullpen down the third base side. Right-hander loosening for Amarillo. It's Austin Pope. Church winds back the 2-2. Fastball foul back. 96 on the gun, and it's still 2-2. Rough Riders 11 runs today, now the 3rd time in this series and the 5th time this season they put up double-digit runs. The pitch outside on the heater at 97, and it's 3-2 now on Guzman. Rough Riders offense starting to awaken a bit. Payoff. Low off the outside corner, miss of the slider, and it's 4. First walk that Church has issued. Nafe Castillo stands in. Church hasn't walked many this season. That's just his 4th walk. This is his 7th outing. Nafe Castillo in, and the pitch. Fastball, ripping a miss. 0-1. Castillo 1-for-3 today with a single that came back in the 3rd. Holds the bat out towards the hill. Church pins the ball behind his back. He's ready from the stretch. Feet close together. 0-1. High off the outside corner, and it's 1-1. Church, one of the rare relief pitchers who will work from a full windup. Baby blue glove. He readies. And the 1-1. Hit high in the air out to shallow right center field. Kellen Strom coming in, the right fielder. He's there. He makes the catch. And it retires the side on Amarillo. Nicely done by Mark Church. No runs, hits, errors. 1 runner left on base on a walk. We go to the top of the 9th inning. Rough Riders lead 11-6 on the Riders Baseball Network.
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years. From rolling on their tummy, to crawling, to running and jumping. Or from discovering numbers and letters, to solving math problems and writing stories. From learning to care for themselves, to caring for others. Sharing their ideas, and listening, too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau Insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau Insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau Insurance member today.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top half of the ninth inning, and Austin Pope out in relief for Amarillo. Rough Riders out in front in this one, 11-6. Looking to add on a couple more runs at the bottom third of the order due up, and then look for a clean ninth inning from, looks like, Tristan Polly, who has gotten up and started warming in the Rough Riders bullpen. Austin Pope, 6'3", 210-pound, 23-year-old out of White Plains, New York. Deals with Kellen Strom in the first pitch of the ninth inning. On the outside edge for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Sixth reliever turned to by Amarillo today. We were talking earlier about the Rangers taking on the Yankees and needing a win today to secure a series victory over New York at home. The 0-1. Breaking ball hit high in the air out to deep left center field. Castillo to the warning track. He's looking up at the wall, and it hits off the base of the fence. Strom up to second. He's on his way to third, and he pulls in there with a leadoff triple. Kellen Strom with his second hit of the day, and the Rough Riders have a leadoff three-bagger here in the ninth inning. Strom cracking it off the base of the wall in left center field, and he hit that off the end of the bat even a little bit. Still a ton of carry on it. And a kick back towards center field. And for a second, you thought Strom might have a chance to circle the bases, but Castillo got to it very quickly. And a triple to lead things off for Strom. Here's Nick Tanelu in the eighth spot of the order. The pitch high, and it's 1-1 and no strikes. Tanelu came in for Trevor Hover at first base defensively in the eighth inning. So Hover exits after a 2-for-3 day. And the 1-0. A swing and a drive to center field. This sends Castillo back. He's under it. He makes the catch. Strom tags from third. He comes in to score. And the Rough Riders now lead 12-6. Sack fly for Nick Tanelu. And the Rough Riders extend their lead. One away for Jordan Procession. Now another run. Rough Riders have scored in 7 of the 9 innings today. Pope ready from the stretch, and he offers. On the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Great to see Kellen Strom checking in with a two-hit affair. He needed it, hitting just 143 coming into today's game. Makes that bus ride a little bit sweeter. Pope delivers. High, and it's 1-1. We're talking about the Rangers. It started off well with Josh Young hitting a grand slam in the first inning, and they led 4-1 into the fifth inning. Pope delivers home to Procession. Breaking ball high and away, and it's 2-1. And, well, the Rangers put up 4 in the fifth, 6 in the sixth inning, and they now lead 14-1 over the Yankees. In the middle of the eighth inning. That's awesome to see. Martin Perez was great in his start. The pitch home is lined into center field. That one drops in for a base hit. Jordan Procession with a single. It's his first hit since returning to the Rough Riders this year. So congratulations on the first hit for Jordan Procession in 2023. He has himself a 1-for-4 day with a walk. We go back up to the top of the order, sixth time through. It's Evan Carter, who's 1-for-3 today with 2 walks, 2 RBIs. Runner at first, 1 out, top of the ninth inning. Stretch in the right-hander's pitch. High and away to Carter, and it's 1-ball and no strikes. Martin Perez with 6 innings of 1-run baseball. Ian Kennedy with a scoreless inning. Cole Reagans with a scoreless inning. Out of the bullpen. 1-0 pitch. Strike in the inside corner at the knees, and it's 1-1 to the Rough Riders' designated hitter today. Carter was at the plate when Sean Roof was ejected, the manager for Amarillo. Pope ready from the stretch. And the right-hander, the 1-1. After a long hold, he brings it. Carter swings, spanks it in the air out to left field. Guzman back a couple steps, but he's under it, and he makes the catch. Two outs. Fly ball out to left, and Luis Angel Acuna makes his way to the plate. Two down in the ninth inning, one run in. The Rangers, after a four-game losing streak, about to win their third consecutive game. Pope ready from the stretch, righty-righty matchup. And the pitch to Acuna. Over for a strike, and it's 0-1. Good bounce back from the Rangers. They'll go to 17-11. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Pope issues home the 0-1 pitch. Swinging a ground ball foul back behind home, and it's 0-2. Rough Riders with 12 runs on the offensive side, 11 hits. They've been helped out by four Amarillo errors as well. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him upstairs for strike three, and that's the inning. But the Rough Riders add on another. One run on two hits. No errors. One runner left on base. Bottom nine coming up. Rough Riders leading 12-6 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball may be a game with an extensive history, but on July 9th at Riders Field, we celebrate something that goes back even further. A lot further. Join us Sunday, July 9th for Dino Night with the Dinosaur Company. Fans can explore a world hundreds of millions of years old with animatronic dinosaurs and Mesozoic era themes. Kids can participate in a fossil dig by the playgrounds, and there'll be plenty of photo ops for everyone who comes out to catch the game. Get your tickets for Dino Night with the Dinosaur Company on July 9th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Tristan Pauley takes over the mound for the Rough Riders as we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Frisco looking to close out this series and split the series in Amarillo. Nick D'Alessandro, Robbie Enriquez, Jordan Lawler, 9-1-2 to face the fourth pitcher for the Rough Riders today. Tristan Pauley, the left-hander, replaces Mark Church, who threw two shutout innings with one strikeout. Only allowed the one base hit and walked one. Really nice work for Mark Church out of the bullpen. And now Tristan Pauley in from the left side against D'Alessandro's 2-for-2 today. Pauley nods yes at the sign and delivers in the first pitch. Fouled back, 0-1. Tristan Pauley had a nice bounce-back appearance as this is his third appearance in the series. That was two nights ago, throwing two scoreless innings. 0-1. Rip and a miss. 0-2. Rough Riders 12-6 win through the last two innings and only allowed one base hit. Air behind him as well. His first outing in this series did not go as nicely. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. He strikes out D'Alessandro, and there's one away. Got him down low and inside with a breaking ball. In game one of this series, he allowed three runs in just a third of an inning. So really nice to see him come back and throw the two scoreless, and hopefully another strong one to finish out the series today. He stretches and kicks home. Low and away to Robbie Enriquez, one ball, no strikes. The three runs that he allowed in just that third of an inning on April 25th, those were his first three runs allowed this season. Seven and a third innings total. The 1-0. Ground ball, foul at the plate. One ball, one strike on Enriquez, who's 1-for-4 today with an RBI single back in the third. Balling out of Indiana State. 16th round selection. Riders play Enriquez to pull in the infield. The 1-1. Soft roller, right side. Biggers comes up at second. He fields and throws on to first in time for out number two. Riders leading 12-6. Bottom half of the ninth inning. Two down. Here's Jordan Lawler. A win would move the Rough Riders to 11-10 on the season. Lawler, 0-for-3, three strikeouts and a hit batter. The pitch. Low off the outside corner, one ball, no strikes. The left-hander ready from the stretch. And he kicks it home. Lawler takes away, two balls and no strikes. The Rough Riders with an impressive offensive performance today in this series finale, putting up 12 runs on 11 hits, scoring in every inning except for two. 2-0 pitch from Pauly. Just high. Three balls, no strikes. That's exactly what you want to see from the Rough Riders in this ballpark. Take advantage of it. Crazy thing is, though, no homers as part of this offensive onslaught. 3-0 Tops. High for ball four, and Pauly walks him on four pitches. A two-out base runner in the ninth inning, and A.J. Vukovic steps in. Vukovic, two-run homer in the fifth inning and a single in the seventh up the middle. Lawler not being held on. He'll probably take off for second. The offering is down low and inside. He stays put. It's one ball and no strikes. Lawler, 8 steals this year. He does take his lead once again, and this would not be a stolen base situation. It would be defensive indifference if he does take off. The 1-0, he goes for second, and the pitch is outside. Two balls, no strikes. 6 straight out of the zone for Pauly. Trying to gather himself. Lawler at second. Here's the stretch and the 2-0. And it has to wait. Pauly steps off. Takes his ball cap off. Looks inside of it. And puts it back on his cap. On his head, I should say. Stretch and the 2-0 pitch to Vukovic. Here comes the left-hander. Swinging a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lawler around 30 comes in to score. It's a run for Amarillo in the bottom of the ninth inning to make it 12-7. Third straight hit for Vukovic. 3 RBIs for him on the day. Adrian Del Castillo takes his turn. He's 1-for-4. Jordan Procession goes out to chat with Pauly, and Jax Biggers joins on the mound. It's a lot of baseball up there on the hill. Procession having played 5 seasons of Double-A baseball. Williams has 6 seasons in AA baseball. Biggers in his third season, Pauly in his second. Left-hander ready from the stretch, and the pitch to Del Castillo. High and inside, it hit him. Pauly loses grip. Vukovic down to second. Adrian Del Castillo at first base on the hit by pitch. Runners at first and second and two down. Still no action in the Rough Riders bullpen. Came up and in and got him on the right. Back of his right arm, looked like. Yeah, back of his right arm. 0-3, Dave De Los Santos in from the right side. Pauly's pitch, swinging a foul off Procession at the plate, and it's 0-1. Frisco over Amarillo, bottom half of the ninth inning, two outs. A walk, an RBI single, and a hit by pitch consecutively with two down. Pauly rips in the 0-1. Down low and inside. One ball and one strike on De Los Santos. Pauly trying to send us to Midland. He's ready. And the 1-1 pitch on the way. Ground ball up the middle. Acuna picks it short, takes it to the second base bag. It's in time, and there's your ball game. The Rough Riders win it to force a series split in Amarillo. Final score, Rough Riders 12, Sod Poodles 7 in Amarillo, Texas. Big win for the Rough Riders. We'll break it down when we come back on the postgame show on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
The ballpark is always a place for invigorating sights and sounds, and that's even more true on May 19th for Zoo Night with the Dallas Zoo. Come out for a Rough Riders game and meet animal ambassadors from the Dallas Zoo and a variety of animals, one of which will throw out the first pitch. Check out the Roadhouse Pavilion during the game to meet with the animal ambassadors and their companions from the Dallas Zoo. Animal lovers, get your tickets for May 19th now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Welcome back to Amarillo. One final time as we'll get you a quick post-game show. We got to get on the road. We got to get to Midland. Rough Riders force a series split with a 12-7 victory over the Amarillo Sod Poodles on this Sunday afternoon. It was a big-time performance on the offensive side. 12 runs on 11 hits and one error for the Frisco Rough Riders. They left 8 on the base paths, 7 runs, 10 hits, and 4 errors defensively for Amarillo. They left 7 on the bases today. Rough Riders improved to 11-10. Amarillo falls to 11-10 as they are tied for the top spot in the division, the Texas League South, that is. The win to Mark Church. He goes to 1-1. The loss to Marcos Teneo in his start. He goes to 0-1 on the season. Here at the AA level. Big offensive performances today for the Rough Riders from Thomas Sejacy with 2 hits, 2 RBIs. 2 hits as well from Kellen Strom and from Trevor Hover. And then also Evan Carter, Harris, Sejacy, and Biggers with 2 RBIs. In the Rough Riders win. Final game time, 2 hours 53 minutes from Hodgetown in front of 5,125 fans here in this building. So the Rough Riders win it. And let's give you the quick look at the Texas League scoreboard. Mentioned the Rough Riders hold that top spot in the division. That's because San Antonio fell to Northwest Arkansas 6-3. So Rough Riders tied with Amarillo, both 11-10 at the top of the South Division in the Texas League. Also tied with Midland, who won today 11-3. So it's a three-car pileup at the top of the South Division here, 21 games into the season. Tulsa and Arkansas still going. They're in the top of the seventh inning. It's 7-5. Tulsa leads. And the other final, Springfield 7-4 over Wichita on this Sunday to complete their series. Around the Texas Rangers organization, the AAA Round Rock Express leading 12-8 over Albuquerque. They were up big at one point, leading 10-3, but it's been a steady comeback for Albuquerque with scoring one run in every inning except for the seventh when they put up three. And so they continue to look to separate themselves, leading by four as they play in the top of the eighth inning between the Express and the Isotopes. High A Winston-Salem, they take down Hickory 6-5 in walk-off fashion after Hickory tied it with two runs in the ninth. A walk-off win for Winston-Salem. And down east at Fayetteville at the low A level, they're just getting underway in just a couple minutes. As for the big league club, they're in the top of the ninth inning. Rangers leading 15-1 over the Yankees, so they're on pace to win three in a row over the Yankees and take that series. Big time win for the Rangers if they're able to complete it. Obviously, barring a monumental comeback, they'll have tomorrow off, just like the Rough Riders will, and they'll be back in action at home against the D-backs with John Gray making the start in that series opener. That's going to do it for us here on the broadcast today. No starters announced for the first game of the series in Midland, so stay tuned to the website for that at RidersBaseball.com. Rough Riders have six on the road left in this road trip as they will take on the Midland Rockhounds, the A's affiliate, on the road to finish out this road trip and then back home for 12 straight games at Riders Field. Thanks to everybody who made this broadcast possible today, not only today but all week, our very gracious hosts here in Amarillo. From everybody with the Frisco Rough Riders, I'm Zach Bigley saying thanks for picking us up tonight. We'll talk to you on Tuesday at 6:15 for a 6:30 first pitch. But until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!